this April 21st, Tuesday, 2009, and we're going to have Alex Jones joining us to talk about the NLE09 exercise that we broke here on the show yesterday. That's the a national level exercise that is going to include Australia, the United Kingdom, and of course the United States. Let's not forget Canada and Mexico. It's going to be an international drill, the first of its kind to prevent a terrorist attack. Remember, they're going to prevent it. It's going to be a mass snooping, spying, and Fourth Amendment breaking drill. You mark my words. And it's coming to FEMA Region 6. So we're going to go in depth about that. We're also going to cover a bunch of news here. I've got this email from a gentleman that says a similar type drill is going on in Seward, Alaska. You know, if he wants to call in, I'd encourage him to. I'd like to hear, you know, what he has to say. But we don't really know much about that, so we may or may not discuss it later. Let's see what we got here. I actually found some good news on the internet today. Justices limit car searches without warrant. Police barred from searching vehicles if suspect is no longer a danger. All right, so now they can't pull their probable cause nonsense that they pulled on that preacher, even though the dog didn't sniff anything out. But we'll see if it goes through. It's a 5-4 decision, by the way, so it was really a close call. But of course, the Fourth Amendment exists. You're allowed to say, no, officer, you can't search my car, especially if you haven't done anything. Remember, you're supposed to be protected in your persons and property. And your person is in your property in this case, and you should be insecure in it. So, big win. That's out of the Associated Press. We'll see what happens with that one. However, Yorktown supervisor talks of eliminating police department. Remember, when you can't pay for the police forces because the economy is doing so poorly, you're going to see a lot of them die. And it's happening all over the country. This one is out of Yorktown. Town Supervisor Don Peters is preliminary discussions with Westchester County Executive Andrew Spano about the possibility of having county police provide police services for the town as a cost-saving measure. Now, who knows how many, a 58-member Yorktown Police Department has a $9 million annual budget. And they want to save $9 million, so they're just going to take away the peace officers. You watch. You watch what happens with this Give Act. Who's going to be policing the streets? It's going to be these civil servants. It's going to be these little youth corps. This one right in the front of MSN today. A lot of people sent me this link. 20 most important inventions of the next 10 years. And, of course, out of the 20, they decided to show you the nice little tasty microchip that we're all going to be taking. That's at MSN.com. Everybody who goes email through there or has a web service, they saw this today. And in the thing, it actually just said 10 most important inventions of the next 10 years, but it's 20. And the headline is, of course, that very famous picture of the man with the very small microchip, the same one they use in the MIAC report to demonize us when we talk negatively about it. You see, it's one of the most important innovations in the next 10 years, so we're not allowed to talk bad about it because everybody's about to take one. Don't you understand? But here it's good. Well, they're allowed to show the picture when it's good, but then they associate it with the bad militia men that might shoot you in the face. With the Turner Diaries. Ooh, spooky. Computer spies breach fighter jet protection. All right. Project. This is more hype from Washington that they have to lock down the internet. And by the way, I printed the Rockefeller Cybersecurity 2009 bill today. We're going to go in depth on that. We're going to be taking calls all night, by the way. 866-582-9933. But again, they're hyping it up. Oh no, the hackers are getting into the system. Oh no, they figured out Marine One, which is the helicopter for the president instead of Air Force One. Oh, they got the specs for that. Oh, they can compromise us. Big attacks from China and Russia. They're coming. And now more computer spies have breached the fighter jet project. We have to stop it. We have to stop it all. So we just have to shut the internet down. You can't have it anymore. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmis. We'll be back with Alex Jones after this.
Hey, Al-Qaeda, Burmis, is going to be able to attack us if we don't shut the internet
down. Yeah, if we don't shut the internet down, here comes Al-Qaeda. We'll be back after this. InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
We are now joined by Alex Jones to go through a little bit of this week's news.
That's right. I'm not going to be here for 3 hours like I was last week. I'm going to get in there and work with Rob Jacobson on several new projects that we're working on. I'm going to go ahead and, well, I'm going to make an announcement about a special project we're going to put out in only 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
An emergency special project that I'm going to put out. Then I've decided to move the new Obama film, an expanded film with all the latest developments, out to September 1st. I mean, I want to make it really, really good. The second Obama deception is going to have a different name. So that's going to be September 1st. But coming up in the middle of May, we're going to have a special little film being released. So I'm working on that right now with Aaron and Rob. And then on top of that, we are going to be putting out a monthly best of my daytime TV show. Because you see it on the Internet, and that's okay quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. We just put it out in moderate quality so it streams well. So it's in that quality. But we shoot it in here and tape it, you know, on hard drives, and it's in high def. Mm-hmm. So we're going to start putting together the very best with, like, David Icke and
then you got
Alan
Rogan.
Watt and Rogan. Yeah, I mean, that's just the first month that's coming out.
Yeah.
And so we're going to start offering that. So that's actually off being mass-produced, the DVD maker right now. You know, these are stamped copies, not burned ones, so it's really high quality. And we're just turning the heat up. I mean, we're going to increase everything. I've got to start that little 5-minute news blitz every day that I promised to do. Mm-hmm. Burmese, I'd like to have you start doing that. But what happened is we moved into this 7,800-square-foot facility, and just the warehouse is about 3,000 feet of that because we have to buy the stuff in bulk, and it sits there for like a year and a half till we sell it all, you know, but mm-hmm. you know, to get a good price on it. And we're already full. I mean, this place is already full. And it just so happens, this economy's so bad, we're getting it less than half price. The building right next door that's mm-hmm. actually adjoining this, another 6,000 square feet, almost 7,000. But I've got to raise the capital to do that because I got to sign a, you know, like 3-4 year lease. We're debating 4 years.
And word on the street around here is that we're going to actually build a separate TV studio in there. So it'll be not only the TV show shot in here, but there's actually going to be a big studio.
Well, that was the issue. When I first saw this place, I thought, well, this is big. And I wasn't thinking big enough because then I had this TV studio. I've been trying to set one up out there, and I've hired folks that have built TV studios, even small ones. They're going, this isn't big enough. Mm-hmm. So this is perfect size next door.
Yeah.
And look what we did. I mean, just this studio alone cost $120,000. People go, well, that's a lot of money. Folks, in real TV studios, one camera is $120,000.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, that's the one of the cheapest brands of LCD TV sets behind you. So we can show things. I mean, we're going on the cheaps here, but folks do need to support us. They need to buy The Obama Deception. They need to buy Fabled Enemies. They need to get all the films. I'm going to have another Money Bomb coming up late next month because people like it. It's their idea to do it. We're also going to go over next door and shoot video of, because I haven't signed the lease yet. I'm not sure about it, man, because we're on the edge here. You know, should I just cram people in cubby holes and hire two or three more people? Or should I hire the people and get the extra space and then... But then I'm always trying to, you know, push the sponsors, raise money, and I don't want to obsess over that. And believe me, for years I just had two or three people, but we didn't get that much done, and I didn't worry about money.
I know exactly. You know, me and Rob were talking about it over the weekend. You're on par right now, hopefully, to put out maybe 3 to 4 films this year alone. You know, that's impressive. To get 3 to 4 films out in a 12-month period that are so effective that go viral to millions.
These aren't videos where it's, and I'm not knocking them, where it's just a bunch of, you know, pieces of newscasts put together and clips and things.
And like a PowerPoint. It's not like a PowerPoint. These are movies.
Yeah, these are movies, and we fly around the country. I mean, just for the new Obama film we're working on, mm-hmm. I've flown the guys 4 different places.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that costs a lot of money.
Yeah.
And staying in hotels for 2-3 days, Rob Dew and Aaron Dykstra are supposed to come back Monday morning, and JetBlue just canceled their flight
mm-hmm.
and then refused to even get them a motel.
Oh, that.
I mean, whenever I've had flights canceled, they're supposed to give you a motel. They go, here's our motel. They got to deal with the motel. They told them, just screw off.
Yeah.
You know, that's the new America, so JetBlue really sucks. I want to just get that out. But there is some news for the audience. Now, let me just go ahead and go over some of the news and information we have. Now, I'm going to cover this as quickly as possible, and then I'm going to leave. Because I want you to be able to go over all the news and information that you've got to cover. There's this FEMA National Levels Exercise 2009. Now, they have these top-offs every year. And I get conditioned that when I hear and see one of these going on, I end up not reading the hundreds of pages of documents. I had callers today live on air and off air saying, you got to look at this, Alex. And then I learned you had covered this last night. You came into the office at about noon. You said, no, I covered it last night. Here it is. Mm-hmm. I've had a chance to read it. Very cryptic. We're going to go over that. Then I've got a few Climate Cop articles. EU closes climate loophole for car air conditioners. You can't have car air conditioners. They're banning space heaters outside. They're banning heaters in the home. They're banning fireplaces. Major states in the U.S. aren't permitting fireplaces in the home. Now, I remember reading a decade ago or more that the Department of Health, the Department of Education, the Department of Agriculture, of all people, said, you're going to have a national ID card with a sales tax. We're going to track everything you eat and what you do, and you will be taxed off of your carbon footprint. This is all old news. That's how I knew all this. And, you know, you said you heard me talking about it, you know, 5 years ago or whatever.
More than that.
Yeah. So, but here it is. I mean, because I'm just reading off what they say they're going to do. It's not.
Yeah, it's not rocket science.
And it has nothing to do with the environment, by the way. I mean, they got all these real environmental problems going on that they're just ignoring. Look at this one. The Sun. Reporting, it's all over the news. Reuters reports it too. Fatties cause global warming, and so just like we're going to tax cows and chickens and goats and sheep and pigs' flatulence, we're going to tax the fatties for their more carbon dioxide and for their more methane, their farting.
And last week, United decided that they were going to charge fat people double. They have to buy 2 seats now. If you're over a certain weight, you now have to buy 2 seats on United Airlines.
And that's because they first made all the seats smaller.
Yeah.
And see, people think, oh, I go to McDonald's and I buy McDonald's and I throw my own trash away, I get a discount. No, they just keep the prices the same, and you sit at a dirty table. Just like 50 years ago, everything was service. And they said, oh, we'll give you self-serve. Then, oh, well, you can't get service. And it's proven that people don't keep the air in their tires, don't take care of it. You know, it's dumbing down service. It's getting rid of service. You don't. And yes, we are self-propelled stomachs. But it's because we grew up in the jungle or in the high plains or in the deserts of the world, and if you didn't have genes to store fat, you died. Mm-hmm. Okay? And so people are really good at converting calories.
And yeah, they give you corn syrup that fries different organs. The vaccines have been tied to obesity, all of this. But instead of trying to help these people, they set precedents. But the thing is, people say, oh yeah, tax that fat person with a carbon tax. No. They're setting the precedent, just like Nazi Germany with the Jews or whatever, with a minority that they can persecute first. Just like CPS for 4 or 5 years that I know of has been taking people's kids from Texas to California to Arkansas to Illinois. If their fat index, and there's skinny people that are over the fat index because that is set not for body types, but just at a real low level. Mm-hmm. So this is one of the new tyrannies. I wanted to, well, there I'm already covering it. And then some hypocrisy. You have this Roxanne Sabiri. She's a spy. She confesses. It's somewhat of a kangaroo court system. Mm-hmm. And I heard them on Neocon Radio over the weekend and today. And
she got 8 years.
And they're saying, oh, my God, this is not a real court system. The tyranny. We need to invade Iran. You can't just, what type of barbarous people are they with kangaroo courts? And I'm thinking, this is the government that says citizens can be grabbed secretly and held and tortured and that's admissible in court. And then there's
Military Commissions Act. And then the CIA torture memos come out saying that if Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is even really in custody, because they must have killed and captured him 5 or 6 times before the last time.
It's more than a dozen.
Yeah. They say 183 times in a 3-month period the man was waterboarded. So we're supposed to take that. You know, that's not torture.
That's a couple times a day.
3 times a day minimum. I mean, that's every day.
And then, of course, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed comes out and says, I bombed buildings that didn't exist till 4 years after he was in custody.
Exactly.
And then, of course, after year, that's like people 7 years of torture. And now they admit they take their kids and put a box of spiders on them.
Yeah.
Or things that scare the kids.
You know what? Someone called
into
me. That's
what Jesus, that's loving. I mean,
I wish I had the headline.
What's wrong with, you know, in 1984, O'Brien torturing Winston has the rabid rat behind the cage. That's what good guys do, Jason.
This guy called in and said that a bunch of Oregon troops were in Iraq and went into one of these facilities and saw women and children being tortured, stopped it, let the people go, and then were reprimanded. He gave me the headline. And I totally, you know, he called in a couple of times, but I mean.
I remember that.
Yeah, that's crazy. So troops come in, they see, oh my God, we're torturing women and children. This isn't right. We're the good guys.
But
we're going to be backed
up. Jack Bauer does that on TV. He's the hero.
Yeah, not the hero, Alex. You know, torturing women and children for intelligence.
Well, Jeffrey Dahmer grabbed kids and did it. What's wrong? Jeffrey Dahmer was fighting for America. Why do you hate America?
I must hate America. I'm against Jeffrey Dahmer and his tactics.
He was grabbing little kids off the street and injecting, pool cleaning acid to try to make sex zombies.
Yeah, bleach.
I mean, what's wrong with you know what, man? You're sick.
I must be. And then the public thinks that they've seen all the pictures and video, and just the pictures that they released in the foreign press are 10 times more horrific than the guy with the hood on his head
with the
electrodes.
No, they knew that had come out, so they had to release the low-level stuff to condition it, you know, try to whitewash show. So that's going on. What do you want to get into first? Because I want to get through this and let you get back to calls.
Well, we got about 90 seconds, but I think this
Then give me that drill thing up in Alaska. Now, I know they do this. In Tennessee, we got the calls, and then it was in the news that the Army was running illegal checkpoints. The governor said, you can't do it. And then the news came out the next week. The Army said, you know what, governor? Go to hell. We rule. And that was in the news, and it said the highways were backed up and photos of the troops searching. This guy says, hey, Jason, we'll read it when we come back. He needs to call in first. If he's out there listening, I have no doubt this isn't going on because they're doing lockdown drills everywhere.
Yeah, and then you just talked about, you know, these drills, and the FEMA drill right here is going to be an international spying drill on everybody. And I'm thinking they're going to go door to door as well. I mean, this is going to be with private sector. So I assume the AT&T.
InfraGuard, they're going to have InfraGuard. Mm-hmm. They're going to have clarity response teams.
It's everybody. It said tribal in there, Alex. They're covering every base, not only from federal and local government.
This is total federalization. This is, look, what was Operation Valkyrie that they made the Tom Cruise movie about? True story. That was the Hitlerian plan of controlling local governments for martial law. They reversed it to use the martial law grid to try to overthrow Hitler, and it didn't work. Now, I know to some people, Hitler was good. Jeffrey Dahmer's good. We tend to think they're bad. And I know that upsets a lot of people, that thinking that torturing and raping children is a good thing. But we are against that here. And I understand we're extremists. The ADL will probably say we're bad, but we'll be right back.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
Burmis, you're a good boy. We are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, and we are talking NLE 09 with Alex Jones right now. Now, again, this drill is going to take place on July 27th through the 31st in the United States, Australia, Canada, Mexico, the United Kingdom. It's going to have international intelligence organizations involved, the private sector, federal, regional, state, tribal, and local participants, and they'll be having makeshift FEMA camps here as well to stop the terrorists.
Yeah, it's all right there, and Kurt Nemo's done a story up on InfoWars.com titled NLE 09, FEMA takes preparations for martial law to the next level, and they just admit the whole thing right here. And see, notice Glenn Beck and his debunking. We kind of overemphasize the documentation instead of what's hidden in plain view. We're going, look, there's the State Department memorandum, and there's this document over here, and there's these congressional hearings, and here's the New York Times and Washington Post with the federal purchase orders and bidding to build the camps. Look, here's Newsmax reporting it. Instead of going, look at what Beck really says, he says, of course there's the good camps, but they claim there's bad camps. Then they go show one straw man camp that I literally predicted. But what they don't point out, and what I haven't pointed out, is that top off one, top off two, top off three, top off four, top off five, going back from 2000 right through to today, and they say this is a top off drill. They're just renaming it Tier 1 National Level Exercise, NLE, National Level Exercise 2009, FEMA. But they say this is right here in the second paragraph, Top Officials Exercise Series, or top off. And in the top-offs I've seen in the Denver Post and all over, it says they practice during emergencies, locking down the city and putting people in the sports stadium.
Yeah.
The sports stadiums are where they interrogate you in hours. They put up the barbed wire inside. They admit this. It's like in the movie The Siege.
Yeah.
And
Well, right here, they tell you they're going to do it. Right here, they say NLE 09 will be an operations-based exercise to include activities taking place at command posts. So these will be makeshift command posts as well as other places. Emergency operation centers, intelligence centers, and potential field locations to include federal headquarters facilities in D.C.
Yeah, this is NORTHCOM doing war games, and when you actually go to the war games, it's how to suppress the American people, how to confiscate our guns. But then for the media, they'll show some showers and some trucks spraying water on people that have been hit by chemical weapons. But then 99% of the exercise is taking over counties, cities, legislatures, confiscating guns. I mean, I've been to these.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that they're going to do a lot like in your police state movies, door-to-door gun checks. I could see that.
Oh, they're now all over the country. It's what the Army's here. Ma'am, do you mind if we do a mock gun confiscation? I mean, you know.
Yeah, we want to see
freedom. I mean, haven't you read the different FEMA reports coming out? The number one threat's American gun owners. See, that's the thing. They're telling you this is for Al-Qaeda.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go 1 millimeter into these drills, it's for the American people.
It's absolutely for
because
the
they know the foreign banks are stealing everything. They've got to test martial law to make sure the theft continues.
And, you know, in this, they say that, you know, the attacks may actually happen, that they're not all going to be preventable. And remember, this starts off with a mock terrorist attack in a separate nation.
And the last time I saw them really gearing up with this big of drills was right before 9/11.
Yeah, exactly.
And we've had the CFR say, Gary Hart and Rudman, that kind of write the plans for this, going, after 9/11, America will be hit. Denver, Cleveland, Dallas, he said Denver, Cleveland, Dallas, and one other place. And the audience of the CFR was going, ooh, we're being let to know, knowing the slave public didn't understand what was being said. So watch it if it ever, when it really happens, that they don't hit the very targets they listed.
Yeah.
And then go, oh, my God, I guessed it perfectly. Who would have thought? You know, kind of like the brother of Governor Keating in Oklahoma a year before writes a book called Final Jihad, where a Tom McVeigh bombs the Alfred P. Murrah building.
Yeah, it's the Oklahoma City building, and then they dedicate it to the Knights of the Secret Circle.
Yeah, the book says Knights of the Secret Circle,
yeah,
which is an Illuminati group.
And then Keating gets on television the day of the attacks and admits that there's multiple bombs in the building and that the bomb squads are there and that this must be a very sophisticated group. But it never happened. You see, 24 hours later, all that stuff was retracted, and it was the writer.
No, they didn't retract it. They said, we're not going to discuss that. But, yeah, keep telling folks about National Level Exercise 2009.
Well, I just think that this is completely insane because the private organizations they're going to use in this drill are the same private organizations they're using right now to spy on you and declare immunity, like AT&T when we had that whistleblower say, hey, man, I was setting up the computer in the secret room. I was running the Ethernet line, and they were doing a hard copy of every single email, every single IM, every single phone call you had. It's right here. And then he brings a lawsuit against them, and all of a sudden they're like, no, you know, national security, you can't declare a lawsuit. You're not allowed to sue the government. And then the Obama administration, because this happened under the Bush administration,
they say, we're going to allow it to continue.
Yeah, and we're not only going to allow it to continue, I think we're going to expand it.
Yeah.
And it's going to get a little bit bigger.
And the left goes, you're just racist. And we go, no, we didn't like Bush doing it. We were against the police state. And they literally go, shut up, Klansmen. And we go, you know, they're the ones injecting race. They want to divide and conquer.
Absolutely.
And it's shameful. We'll cover more of that when we come back. It is the Burmese Hour, theinfowarrior.com.
And check out theinfowarrior.com for some new Bobby Bloggins.
Oh, there's some good
stuff. Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608 and see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at hempusa.org today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a one-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase two items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
Jason Burmis, we are now joined by Alex Jones, and we talked a little bit about NLE 09. I kind of wanted to shift gears to some of this climate change stuff that we talked about earlier, because right here out of Gizmodo, apparently Singaporean researchers at the Institute of Bioengineering and Nanotechnology have devised a way to convert carbon dioxide. Ooh, the evil carbon dioxide.
That's terrifying.
It really is. I lose sleep at night.
No, there's like literally scores of video games that are free on Nickelodeon online and on TV everywhere for kids, different companies, where it's climate monsters, climate blobs, carbon dioxide monsters. And kids in America are now scared of carbon dioxide. They don't understand it's what they breathe. It's what plants breathe.
Yeah.
They don't understand that humans breathe it in and then exhale carbon dioxide that plants breathe, that humans breathe oxygen. And I believe that if they're able to sell this, they're next going to declare that oxygen is bad. Well, no, I mean, it's light, water, carbon dioxide, and oxygen are the four parts of the carbon cycle. But anyways, go ahead.
Well, they said they've been able to convert carbon dioxide into clean-burning biofuel. Methanol, using safe, non-toxic process, has mankind defeated the final boss of global warming. You know, if this has any truth to it, this will be suppressed like no other. They don't want to let you know that carbon dioxide might actually be used as an energy source.
Well, the larger issue is, they cynically brag, and we've made films about this, Endgame and others, that it's all phony.
Yeah.
And I keep saying this, but you got to tell other people, folks, because this is happening. all the real environmental crises that are going on, all the real things that genetic engineering, the toxic waste dumping, overfishing, there is a lot of serious things that are happening. And they need to rotate the seas. They need to, you know, let it, you know, be left fallow like a field for a while.
How about this story? Tons of released drugs taint U.S. water. That's a real crisis. I mean, they're finding all sorts of stuff in the water.
Well, they're also finding it in water supplies that aren't connected to runoff from human sewage, so it shouldn't have Prozac, and it shouldn't have estrogen-mimicking drugs from birth control in it, but it does, and it's devastating plants, animals, alligators, frogs, animals, and this has been going on, and we'll go ahead and read the article, but then I'm going to get into the environmental.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just no big deal. They have legally released at least 271 million pounds of pharmaceuticals into waterways that often provide drinking water.
On to say the government doesn't want to discuss that. Oh, God, because also the phony environmental movement gives cover to all the real environmental crises.
Mm-hmm.
And so all these environmental, you know, new cult members, because everybody wants a religion, they can follow the phony environmental cult and then never actually focus on the real issues.
Exactly. I mean, they're talking about one major manufacturer, Pfizer Incorporated, acknowledged that it tested in some of its wastewaters, but outside of the United States. See, it's okay to poison people outside of the United States and South America.
No, this is going on in the U.S.
Yeah, of course it is. Of course it is. They just want to deny it for the U.S. media.
Wait a minute. You've got an article where they're denying it?
Well, Pfizer's saying they do it, but they don't do it in the United States.
Wait a minute. I mean, you can Google drugs in U.S. water supply. Mm-hmm. There's been literally thousands of articles. Dallas was so high that it was many, many times higher than it could have possibly been from runoff from sewage. Impossible. They're putting it in there. Now they've proposed, oh, you're finding out about it. We want to put Prozac in the water.
Mm-hmm.
We want to put statins for your cholesterol in the water.
Mm-hmm. You know,
Mainstream clips saying that.
It reminds me of the movie Gross Point Blank with John Cusack and Dan Aykroyd, these two assassins, these black ops guys. It's kind of a comedy. But they meet each other in a diner, and Aykroyd offers him a bunch of pills, you know, to ease the pain. And he's like, no, I'm off that stuff. He's like, why? They're going to be pumping this stuff into the water in another 5 years anyway in masses. It's already happening. And, you know, they just kind of laugh about it.
When did that movie come out?
That was back in mid-90s. And it's all about basically a black ops assassin going, a contract killer going back to his high school reunion.
You know, I always thought that was just Hollywood conditioning us. And some of it is, I've confirmed. But now that I know a lot of Hollywood people, and I mean a lot.
Mm-hmm.
They're actually all into this before I was even into it. So they're kind of slipping it in there.
Yeah.
Listen, let me get into the whole eugenics angle. Fatties cause global warming. I mentioned this earlier. The rising number of fat people was yesterday blamed for global warming. Now, again, the ocean is partly made up of carbon dioxide. That is more than all the plants, all the humans, all the everything. It's like when they say animals' flatulence, like cows didn't exist before as buffalo and as water buffalo and things. Again, it's just insane. The rising number of fat people was yesterday blamed for global warming. Scientists warn that the increase in big eaters means more food production, a major cause of CO2 gas emissions. And last year I had that big environmentalist on, big prize winner from England. He was saying we need food rationing for everyone and water rationing. Yeah. So, see, the governments are getting you ready for this, but they'll sell you. It's just for those fat people. Come on, you're better than them. And then look at this you were telling me about today, Burmese. Reuters, EU closes a climate loophole for car air conditioners. You know, first when their patent runs out on COCs, they then come out with the new patents, and then right after then they push, oh, for the earth, it's eating the ozone layer, we got to have this new one. Well, now that patent's running out, so now they're going to have a new one that works even worse, or they're saying no air conditioners at all. The European Union has closed a loophole that would allow car manufacturers to continue putting climate-damaging chemicals in air conditioners of new vehicles beyond 2011. Ban, a commission document showed. The move opens up a new market for greener refrigerants, which they just now patented, with industry giant Honeywell International pitching its HFO-1234YF coolant against rivaling carbon dioxide-based systems. So before it was another chemical eating ozone, now it's carbon dioxide that plants breathe. You've got to ban that one, such as Austria's Oberst Engineering. Okay, so there's the scam right there, ladies and gentlemen. Burmese, you have comments on this?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, one of the big things that we cover on this show, and one of the big things that we can still make a difference, everybody's out there, well, how can we win? How can we make a difference? We can say no to the carbon tax, Alex. I mean, they are putting legislation in.
And by the way, they're doing it now.
Yeah, it's in legislation
and folks, it's hundreds of things. And I want to explain to people. Well, I mean, go ahead and finish your point. Then I have the key point for everybody, and I know you probably already know what I'm about to say, but maybe some of you don't. We got to get this info out to people now, but go ahead.
Well, already a large climate bill with literally hundreds of other bills attached has been passed by the United States. Very broad. It talks about carbon's emission system. It doesn't get into the tax, but they are trying to pass tax laws now. So what you have to do is get a hold of your local legislators and say, look, we want legislation saying that we're not going to pay a carbon tax.
Well, no. I mean, they had the leader of the Republicans on. And the strange thing is the New York Times linked to the YouTube video, and it says Infowars.com at the top. We're just getting out everywhere. But side issue, the point here is that the leader Republican of the House, he said, well, it's almost laughable to say that it's a carcinogen and deadly poison because they were saying that on the news.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's not just a poison. It's a carcinogen. I mean, carbon dioxide is deadly.
It's like
Jason.
Arson, apparently.
I mean, well, no, I mean, it's
arsenic,
just deadly.
I'm sorry, yeah.
I mean, it's deadly.
Yeah.
I mean, it's well, mercury's good for you now, they say, because they put that in everything, basically.
Yeah.
But then carbon dioxide that plants breathe, that's part of the life cycle, it's bad. But you know, regardless on that front, he went on to say, oh, I think it's a problem. It's just saying it's a carcinogens over the top. So they've got the NFL and Hollywood and all the big corporations behind it because they know. The socialists are just there to get the money for the big banks.
Mm-hmm.
They work for the elite. This is what they call state-controlled capitalism. It's not even capitalism. It's fascism, command and control. They want ways to get into your life, and they want ways to say that humans are bad as part of selling eugenics and of part of one-child policies and controlling how much we eat and what we do and what's in our house. They admit that.
Mm-hmm.
And so people need to know this isn't just some tax on coal companies that you'll then pay an added power cost or phasing out your cars, all of this. This is total control. And don't say you didn't hear it here. I know in the future they're going to basically shut the free web down, as you probably won't be able to see this. Unless
we printed that out. The Cybersecurity Act of 2009, sponsored by J.D. Rockefeller. We have it in the other room.
Yeah, Jay just says that we need to get rid of the web. They say it'll be a new controlled web. We already see YouTube going to this, flooding every TV show ever made known to man with ads in it.
Mm-hmm.
They
just made a huge deal with Sony.
And CBS and a bunch of others. Yep. Yeah, you can watch all the Star Trek episodes, just any TV show from time immemorial flooding it, and then they're going to make all of our user videos a tiny link at the top, all walled off and blocked, and then they're already banning channels left and right. So they got everybody on there, now they're kicking us off. But that's just a microcosm of the larger program. But let me just finish, and I'll get out of here. So there's that, banning your air conditioners, period. And this isn't the old air conditioners that they claim was killing the ozone. Now it's carbon dioxide, the carcinogen. And again, there's all these socialists and parasites and well-meaning do-gooders that are kind of low-level idiots. Just wonder why you have no job. Wonder why you have no
trust fund kids that are just kind of like, oh, I'm going to go join Greenpeace and do whatever.
Yeah, they have no idea. This is eugenics. And Rob Jacobson was telling me that there's a big documentary.
It's called Expelled, and it's by Ben Stein, and I watched it, and it was just amazing.
I must have him. Tell the producers I want him for both shows.
Yeah.
Ben Stein's the comedian, Mueller.
And, Bueller.
Yeah.
He also had Ben Stein's money, and, of course, he was a speechwriter for Nixon. He's a staunch Republican. But he also happens to believe in God. You know, he's a religious
guy. Point is that he shows how they're firing any professors who don't even believe in God, most of them. They're saying there's some type of aliens did this. This is intelligent design.
Mm-hmm.
Something's going on. They're lying, because they say everything came from one animal when it's different branches. Even if you believe in evolution, they've been lying and creating Piltdown Man and a pig jaw, mm-hmm. and they constantly lie. And it's a religion. And then Stein notices in the film that that they're really eugenicists.
Yeah.
So that came out last year. So they've really discovered what's going on here, folks. So when I tell you all this, understand this is their excuse to literally make you slaves. This is the new tyranny. Mm-hmm. This is the new reason to bring in feudalism and serfdom. And if you study feudalism and serfdom, it was about restricting the amount of resources people had as a tool of control. Jason?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and in Stein's film, he really shows how the Nazis used eugenics to control populations.
And the ADL attacked him.
I don't know if the ADL attacked him for this, but
Rob was telling me. He went and looked it up.
Oh, yeah. Really? I can't believe they attacked him on this because he goes to the concentration camps.
The ADL came out. They're there to defend real Nazism, we've discovered.
Yeah.
Just like... They give Schwarzenegger awards when his dad's a Nazi, says he admires Nazis, tells Rolling Stone, I want to be like Hitler, and it's all on record.
Mm-hmm.
And notice, he's into eugenics, he's into restricting us, he's into, and the artwork he's into. He likes photos of dead children in Nazi outfits. I actually found him at the gallery in Germany saying this is his favorite artist, and it was like dead babies and dead, you know, skulls of rotten children and little girls, just kind of on the edge of soft, you know, child porn, little Nazi outfits with their legs spread. These are scary people, man.
They are scary people.
Now, I mean, that was when I was making martial law, 911 Rise of the Police State, and for like hours I was looking for, you know, images of him in porn because he's in a bunch of porn mags and porn collections.
Yeah.
We finally, you know, deep searches, found him, and then I ran into him and his favorite art, and it was unbelievable.
Well, you know,
little girls in Nazi outfits.
Arnold likes
like
to,
with huge black circles and like laying out on beds. And
well, Kurt Waldheim is his buddy, and he's going to continue to.
But the ADL loves them.
Mm-hmm.
See, they pimp out that and blame it on anybody who actually fights the eugenicists. They're there because, I mean, take the NRA caught with memos about how do we ban guns, how do we trick people. You know, supporting the 68 Gun Control Act. Who do you have come after the guns? Who do you have that's a Judas goat who will make sure that the gun lobby, which is unstoppable with tens of millions of Americans, can't win? Again, you infiltrate. But in closing, I'm going to have you come back and take calls. I want to get out of here. Mm-hmm. I know you're busy, and I got a lot of work to do as well. Iran, hence journalist convicted of spying, may have sentence eased. Now, that's Associated Press. Let's stop right there. Iran's not perfect. None of these nations are. Most countries are corrupt and run by the New World Order, and I think the mullahs were clearly in bed at many levels with the CIA, with what happened in 79, and that's on record.
Mm-hmm.
But that said, they're always catching Russian spies, Israeli spies in the U.S., and putting them in jail for life.
Mm-hmm. Very quietly.
The Hansen story.
Mm-hmm. And James Pollard.
Yeah, and Israel's always squealing and yelling about it. Whenever that happens. And if you talk about Israeli spying, the ADL comes out and attacks you. That's how this espionage works. But if you're a card-carrying Nazi, everything's all right. You're in the family. But the issue here is that she confessed. And they said, oh, well, they told me they'd go easy on me if I confessed. And they say, and they're on neocon talk radio, this is outrageous. This is a kangaroo court, and they tricked her to confess. Well, what do the cops do? They say, admit it, and we'll go easy on you. That's what's done here.
Yeah.
Okay, and it is very immoral, and it's lying. And then notice there it was a public trial. Here they can torture you for 7-8 years, torture your children, admit it on record, now declassified. They just admit this, and that's good. Torturing kids.
And then they say, you know what, we're not going to go after anybody because it's not productive.
Well, they said they're going back to Nazis. They're just following orders. Obama was on TV again today saying, look, they followed orders, so it's okay.
Yeah.
That's telling government, look, you torture people, you kill people. You do it to Americans, we are going to protect you.
And even some members in the Senate said, hold off on that comment.
They're at least acting like they are because it's outrageous. Nuremberg found you can't line people up and shoot them. You can't torture them. We don't care if you're ordered to do that. That is still a crime. You know what's wrong. And everybody knows it's wrong to torture people. And then why? Because then it leads to torturing their children. See, once you do that, I want to get some clips from Magnum Force. I was watching that again this weekend on the treadmill.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Clint Eastwood movie, one of the last Dirty Harrys he did.
I remember it.
And the bad cops are going around executing people. That really happened in L.A. with the Vikings, you know, that secret group of cops. This was set in San Francisco, so it wouldn't be too close to home. By the way, they made a movie about it before the cops got caught doing it. That was kind of a wink-wink. And the cop at the end is going to kill Eastwood, and he's saying, you know, we thought you were one of us. We need to go out and execute these criminals. And he said, oh, what's next? You know, then, you know, for jaywalking or your neighbor's dog pees in your yard or the cops you've been killing to cover this up. And see, and the guy says the end justifies the means with a gun to his head. And that's how it really is in reality, is they go, oh, we only torture certain people we know are terrorists and we got to save lives. And then it leads to we run checkpoints in Iraq grabbing whole families and we've got jail guards that all lost their jobs for raping prisoners who want to go be there in giant rape rooms raping children. See, this is what it ought. Once you do that, you don't. And then now, how do they say when our troops get captured and tortured, it's wrong? How do they say when Iran has more rights than our phony courts do now, and they're the neocons are? How dare them? We need to invade Iran. How dare them trick her into confessing? How dare them have a kangaroo court when their court is much more legitimate than what they afford here? See. You know, that's the thing is it really is tyranny. It really is 2 minutes to midnight. We really are deep, 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 deep down into this.
Yeah, no, it's so Orwellian. It's unbelievable. Like you said, with the Military Commissions Act, they don't have to give anybody a trial. They can torture you and put you on one of these black sites forever. This woman got a trial in public. They convicted her. She got 8 years. And I bet she won't be tortured. I mean, who knows how they got the confession out of her? I'm not defending.
Well, number one, this is the key, and then I'm going to go and come back and take calls and cover news.
Yeah.
They admit on record. We knew this 6 years ago, then Cy Hirsch reported it about 4 years ago, and then the White House 2 years ago put out a press release saying, we have Wahhabist groups, Al-Qaeda, attacking and killing police and running covert operations all over Iraq. And we've got other operations in Israel, and they've all announced that they've got spies all over trying to overthrow the government.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the neocons are on air going, we don't have spies over there. This is outrageous. I mean, it's meanwhile, I never got to this. I meant to cover a report. The lawmaker caught up in spy probe with Representative Harmon, you know, on tape going, oh, yeah, don't worry. I'll sell out to AIPAC. I'll cover up other spy probes. And you got Israel bragging that they own members of Congress.
Mm-hmm.
But if you talk about that, ADL comes after you.
Exactly. She denied it today. It must not be true. The tape must be fake, Alex. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmese, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Adios. Burmese, take some calls. Good job.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmese, and we're going to shoot through some of your calls in this segment and the next. We're going to hit a little bit more news and then just take calls the rest of the evening. Let's go to Alex in Kansas. Alex, you're on the line.
How's it going, man?
Good, man.
I would be one that you would call just waking up. A friend of mine sent me the link to the Obama deception a few weeks back, and since watching it, just different things that have caught my eye, starting with the Tea Party here in Kansas City. Mm-hmm. 5,000 people show up, 4,000 to 5,000 people they estimate, mm-hmm. and they held it at Liberty Memorial, which is really funny because less than maybe half a block behind the same street that Liberty Memorial is on mm-hmm. is the new Federal Reserve 10-J building. I went, checked it out, eyes open, looking around. Other things that have caught my eye today on Yahoo, there's a nice little story about miniaturized medical equipment.
And I saw that today. Medical equipment, it basically says that you'll be able to take a pill with this miniaturized medical equipment and it'll be able to go through your body and replicate it. It is the nanotechnology, my friend.
But doesn't it look just like an RFID tag? I mean, just me, the same things that I've been looking at.
Well, did you see the other story that was the main story over at MSN.com today? The 10 most important inventions for the next 10 years. And, of course, it's the RFID microchip they're going to give all of us in that level.
And both of them look the same. Just me, but both of them look the same. And then, you know, the other story that is on Yahoo today is about Obama's calling Americans to volunteer. You know, he signed a $5 billion national service bill on Tuesday that triples the size of the AmeriCorps.
Yeah, he signed the Give Act, and we've been covering it on this program and Alex's program since its inception. And actually, we got a lot of the derogatory language and clauses out of there, including 1710 they tried to put in there, which was going to be the Citizen Electronic Identification Act inside 1710, where they were actually going to use.
But they've reentered 1444.
Yeah, 1444 still hasn't passed. I don't know if that's in there, but the mandatory and compulsory service is in that bill. But this bill, they were actually going to use the Department of Education and this new civil service corporation that they built to electronically identify and categorize the entire country. And that includes your kids, because they were going to use the Department of Education, then go to Congress 18 months later and try to make it a federal program. So these people are over the top, man. If you're just waking up, I suggest you learn about 9/11. Go check out my film, Fabled Enemies, Loose Change, Final Cut. That's a big piece of it.
I've been watching several films for several years, Zionist and some others. So, I mean, it's not like I'm just waking up, but the Obama deception, well done. Lots of information for somebody to go try and do some research on. And I've been amazed listening to Alex Jones and listening to your show in the last few weeks. Anytime something is mentioned or said, it doesn't take me very long to find it on the internet or, you know, articles relating to the FEMA thing that's coming out. You know, every major terror attack that's happened, the train bombings, 9/11, things like that, there were national exercises or local exercises going on to address just those type of incidents from happening. So it kind of concerns me, and now they're putting a date on when this is coming down.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's why we're exposing this, so hopefully they won't use it for a false flag event. I thank you for the call. Let's jump to Jimmy in New York. Jimmy, you're on the line. Okay, let's go to Forrest in Texas. Forrest, you're on the line.
Yes, sir, Jason.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I was hoping to talk about vaccines and immunization shots because Alex Jones had a guest on today talking about that.
Go ahead.
One of my best buddies from California, well, I told him about some of the research about how vaccines have cancer viruses and there's mercury and autism caused from mercury in the shots.
Uh-huh.
So, his child is about 4 months old, and he went ahead and got his child shot. But he was
all right. Well, let's hold over on the other side. We're going to talk about the vaccinations. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com, and of course, let's not forget the little blog I have, TheInfoWarrior.com. Be back after this.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633, or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
No one knows who gave the orders. No one asks about the crime. No one looks behind the curtain. And no one questions why. The only time we got right about now, I cross my heart, I take the vow.
All right, folks, we are back.
I'll never turn.
It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmis, and we're talking to Forrest about vaccinations. Now, your buddy kind of laughed at you when you told him, hey, you know, vaccinations in the past have been caught with simian virus 40, a cancer virus, and of course, contained thimerosal, which has high levels of mercury, which do cause autism, but he gets his daughter vaccinated anyway. Continue.
Yeah, because he was worried about polio and Hep B, and he was thinking that he didn't want to take any chances of his baby getting any kind of diseases that could be prevented.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just wondering about that. I mean,
you know, not all kids have a totally and completely adverse reaction to the vaccine. Some do. I mean, let's be honest. Look at Jenny McCarthy. She writes a book out there called Louder Than Words about her son getting autism from these vaccinations and how, you know, she's healed him by giving him the proper nutrition. Do I know if he's completely cured of autism? No, but I'm pretty damn sure that the cause were the vaccinations she gave him. It happens all the time, man. I had this one kid. You know, my stepfather used to do business with this one gentleman, and he had an autistic son named Ben. Now, he looked like me and my brother. If you had seen him at a distance, you wouldn't know he was autistic. He didn't have the sloping forehead. He didn't have Down syndrome. But he got vaccinated when he was about 4 or 5 years old, I believe. He got a bad vaccination, and the kid literally could not speak in full sentences. He was extremely shy, and he used to carry around a bag full of newspapers. Now, he wouldn't read the newspapers. He would just constantly need newspapers next to him and organize them. I mean, is that what we want to forcibly give our children? Do we want the chance for them to become autistic? And, you know, just, I mean, it's ridiculous. Just tell them to read the CDC documents. There's plenty of documentation out there, Forrest. Keep it up. Keep warning them no matter how deaf their ears are. I thank you for the call. All right, let's go to Chris in Massachusetts. Chris, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I have two quick questions and a final comment at the end. Mm-hmm. First of all, with all this carbon dioxide stuff, did anybody ever think of planting more trees or anything like that? You know?
No, they're actually saying that trees might be a big problem and that it could cause more global warming, the trees. I read that one on air last week. The trees are going to be the next cause of global warming. Can't lie.
Okay. Well, I was going to ask you if there would be an extra carbon tax on logging companies, but
yeah, there
I guess
is. Yeah, no, yeah, you, absolutely, absolutely. That's what they were complaining about. Yeah, they're gonna tax everybody with this new system, and
yeah.
The ultimate system is that it's a carbon credit system that gets rid of the dollar completely. You know that we have little chips in us, and we have units, and you know our carbon taxes are automatically taken out. Everything's taken out, and we are literally controlled by these. It's a nightmare. Man, it is a totally
well,
complete nightmare.
I can promise for one, I won't be around to see that day, or at least I'll be held up in the woods somewhere or something.
But, I'm with you on that one.
Yeah. My final comment was I heard you and Alex talking about you were debating whether or not to expand your facilities or your staff.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to encourage y'all to go look for volunteers, because I, for one, would be happy and proud to volunteer my time.
Well, you know what, I thank you for the call, Chris, and, you know, I wish that were the case, but the bottom line is if someone's going to work 40 to 60 hours a week here, we want to pay them. I know I wouldn't be able to do this without being, you know, having some kind of paycheck. Folks, I'm in this office sometimes more than 60 hours a week. I mean, let's be honest, I get here between, you know, 12 and 2 o'clock. Sometimes I'm here before 10. It depends. But I do a 3-hour radio show. I go home once in the day. And then, you know, I'm working on this new film. So I'm going to be working after midnight. You know, people need to be paid for their work. You know, if somebody wants to slide us a free graphic or, you know, You know, a free song or something like that, that's more than encouraged. But at the same time, it's not like we're just going to open up another office and have a bunch of interns or volunteers. I love the heart, though. You can help us in many ways by being an info warrior in your neighborhood, by making copies of our films and handing them out, by sending people the links, by printing out the documents, by warning them about this FEMA drill coming up, NLE 09. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. We'll be back after this. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
You are a rebel, admit it. You refuse to read the directions when assembling a new item. You won't ask for directions when you're lost. Once in a while, you drive in the carpool lane with only you in the car. Your neighbors call you a crackpot. And you can count your real friends on one hand. Well, join the club. Einstein failed math, quit school, and his rebel ideas led to some of the world's most amazing discoveries. Edison rebelled against the dark, failed over 1,000 times, then invented the light bulb. George Washington rebelled against an entire country and led the creation of a new one. Now, Alex Jones is working to save that very country. So go ahead, be a rebel. Put in a food supply from eFoodsDirect.com. Everyone will realize you were not a nutcase after all. eFoodsDirect.com. If you're going to pick something to stand for, be sure you have enough food to keep on standing. 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
What I'm about to read is not intended to scare you, but the LA Times just reported that unemployment will exceed record 1945 levels. Millions are about to find themselves out of work. Will you? Look, I say this not to scare you, but to empower and motivate you to make a choice. You can sit around waiting for the worst to happen, or you can go to incomeathome45.com right now and take control of your future. Incomeathome45.com is adding people in record numbers. They're looking for you. They're connected to a multi-billion dollar company, and again, they're looking for you. Incomeathome45.com is the way real people just like you are earning life-changing money from home, even in their spare time. And I love this. They even provide you with a work-from-home personal coach to help you succeed. Quit worrying about losing your job when you can make serious money from home. And listen, Income at Home is giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit incomeathome45.com. That's incomeathome45.com.
Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. Better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
All right, let's shoot through your calls. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. And before we get to our next caller, a separate Chris in Massachusetts, actually, I want to go over this one because we are always on the cutting edge of technology at the Info Warrior program. And you like the RoboFish. You love the Big Dog. You liked the two-year-old child weirdness. Well, this is just about the most crazy cybernetic being that I've seen so far. It's the bionic penguin, and it's taking to water and the skies. Folks, I'm going to let the video speak for itself on this one for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, but if we can bring that video up over the left, it's only about a minute long. And can somebody please say Terminator 2? Because that's what this thing looks like. Like something out of Blade Runner. If you're watching right now, look at this thing. Okay? It is completely electronic. It is it's an Android. We're here. Let me say it again. We're here. We're making intelligent Android beings. Look at this thing. I mean, it's got a skeletal structure. I mean, let me read you just some of this article while we play the video. The graceful robotic penguins in the video above were unveiled by German engineering firms Festo this week. Using their flippers, the mechanical penguins can paddle through water just like the real ones, while larger helium-filled designs can swim through the air. The penguins are on show over at the Hanover Messe Trade Exhibition in Germany. Each penguin carries 3D sonar developed by Evologix in Berlin, which is used to monitor its surroundings and avoid collisions with walls or other penguins. The bionic penguins can twist and turn almost as gracefully as their living counterparts because of the flexible glass fiber rods that control their heads. It is just, we're here. We're here. They're also about to unveil realistic swimming robotic jellyfish. We got the robofish. We got the big dog. We got the kid in Japan. Folks, we are living in a time like no other, in a time that would have been unimaginable 100 years ago. I promise you. All right, let's keep jamming through calls. Chris in Mass, you're on the line, sir.
You mean Mississippi?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Jason, I just wanted to call. Actually, I'm calling from Mississippi.
Okay.
So, anyway, down to the nitty-gritty. I got it on from a captain in the Mississippi State Guard that is a relative of mine that every state guardsman in Mississippi has been reclassified as MPs, military police.
Oh.
And they have all been, oh, yes, yes, and it gets better. We found that happened probably about 2 months ago. They were all reclassified as MPs. And then yesterday he informs me that they were all attached to NORTHCOM. How about that?
Oh, NORTHCOM. But NORTHCOM's here for our safety, sir. They're here to protect us. Without NORTHCOM, terrorists would be attacking every day, and the streets would be in utter chaos.
And, you know, the funny part about it is, of course, being that he was in the State Guard. Now, this is not the National Guard. It's a State Guard.
Okay.
So just for some of the folks out there listening, there is a difference between the State Guard and National Guard.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I've been talking to him for probably going on 6 months or so about this NORTHCOM crap that's going on. And he's like, well, what is NORTHCOM? I've never, and, well, now he knows. He's been attached to it. And
well,
it's
an international intelligence organization. It is an international intelligence organization. It is global government rearing its ugly head. It is the shadow government taking control. It's the executive branch out of control on another level, you know, with the UN involved. I mean, this is
Absolutely.
Global governance.
Well, and then one little quick side note, one of my little personal thoughts, everybody's talking about, you know, heading toward the hills, running for the bunkers.
Mm-hmm.
If this thing breaks out and everybody just holds up by themselves or their little group, man, it's just going to be a bunch of little, in my opinion, Wacos, Ruby Ridges all over the place. If it comes down to that, running off and hiding is the last thing we want to do. I think if it comes down to the necessity of the defense of the Republic and the Constitution, that instead of running off hiding, we all need to band together.
I agree, but there's nowhere really to run and hide, so those people are in for a rude awakening. This is a new world order. Where are you going to go? I thank you for the call, Chris. Let's go you got it. Let's go to Dimitri in New Jersey. Dimitri, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. I had a comment regarding a story I saw earlier titled Cyber Hackers Breach Jet Fighter Program.
Yep, we talked about it earlier today. It feels like another fear-mongering article to shut down the Internet.
Yeah, exactly. It says, like, Pentagon spokesman Brian Whitman said, by the way, this is the same guy who made up that bogus story about the encounter with the Iranian ships and a Navy vessel not too long ago.
This is the same guy that said, oh, we got fired on by Iranians, we should start a war, and then you find out it never happened.
It was a complete fabrication.
Yes.
But he said, we view cyberspace as a war-fighting domain. And okay. Gates goes, we are under cyber attack virtually all the time, every day, and, like, hypes up the whole thing. I mean, first of all, anyone with half a brain knows all the sensitive data should remain offline, but more importantly, we're beginning to see these types of reports more and more now, and remember the Chinese hackers breaching power lines thing not too long ago.
Yeah, that in Russia. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, couldn't they create their own internet or something and just get off ours? This is
The bottom line is, just like you said, anything that's a classified or of a sensitive nature shouldn't be online in the first place. That doesn't mean it shouldn't be digitized. It just shouldn't be hooked up to the Internet. And that is very possible. You just hold it on a computer that has no Ethernet wire and no wireless card. and you keep people away from it. You know, only those who have classified clearance. They're using this as an excuse to try to shut down the internet and regulate speech further. That's the bottom line. That's why we're starting to see these headlines almost every single week, and they're only going to increase, man, from Iranian hackers and Marine One to now computer spies breach fighter jet project, to they're shutting down power lines, to cyber hackers within the United States are the focus of a major drill. You know, they're the next terrorists. I mean, that's the bottom line. They're demonizing the internet because they don't want free speech. We're having too great an effect. I thank you for the call, Dimitri. Let's jump to Mark in Oregon. Mark, you're on the line.
Hey, good evening to you, Jason.
Good evening.
Oh, Jason, I've called Alex's show. I've been listening to Alex more than 2 years, and on several occasions when I've called to Alex, you know, I have appreciated everything that he's done, as well as yourself and all the InfoWarriors. And I've told him so. Mm-hmm. And I told you so also not long after the inception of your show.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I really do. I think you guys are doing a sterling job of exposing the evil in its entirety to everyone who will listen,
mm-hmm.
as well as other truth tellers. But, you know, just to give a realistic assessment and an honest opinion of where we stand right now today, if things continue on as they are, with mm-hmm. all the progress that's been made by the Illuminati and, you know, the area of civilian enslavement, detention camps, all of the military, police force, liaison activity that's been, they've already put the crossed the T's and dotted the I's on all
this. So basically what you're saying is we're beyond the point of no return. You think it's already a sealed
deal.
Alex
made a comment which started me thinking toward, you know, in this way again, which is I always like to be realistic, but every now and then I'll hear something that really reminds me immediately of the lateness of the time, and that is that when they did 9/11, he never saw such drill activity mm-hmm. leading up to 9/11, and it's if not a precursor, a very likely precursor, like an earthquake type of tremor precursor to an earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're seeing these drills again, and we're looking at the nature of them and what they concern. And they concern the American people. They concern herding us up between the pastors program and the InfraGuard program and the foreign troops in this country.
And they coincide with what's being stated in the MIAC report, in the DHS document,
right.
in the Virginia Fusion Center document. That's what scares me the most.
So we have all this going on, and I would just say that if we look at it, you know, if it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck and acts like a duck, then we have to say it's a duck, because the only thing that does it like a duck is a duck.
Mm-hmm.
And these things are going to move in a fast time frame. That's the nature of what they are. I mean, these things are brought out right before they're used. It looks like a race between the rabbit and the hare, except in this that fable applied to the situation between the truth tellers and the evildoers. The hare is going to win the race. And I see nothing, you know, that can stop it. It's been going on like this since 9/11, just full tilt boogie at a faster rate each year and each month.
Mm-hmm.
They've gotten more done. They've made a tremendous amount of progress. And I look at what Alex has done. I look at what everyone has done. And they seem to have all of the arsenal of publicity and propaganda there where they can wipe out any type of resistance up until the time that they actually get physical with us. And that seems to be the way that it's been going, and that seems to be the way that it's going today, tomorrow, and it's more than seems. I mean, we're really way behind here compared to what they're right on top of doing to us here.
Mm-hmm.
Alex can go global, like Mike Kaiser suggested to him on his show when Mike was a guest, or Mike mm-hmm. Kaiser, or
Max
Kaiser.
Sure.
And he also mentioned on your show that he's setting up a website imminently here where people can invest in movie ideas.
Yes.
Alex needs to go out and capture the whole world's attention, because the whole world knows of Alex Jones. If it was Jason Burmis, or if it was me, or if it was anybody else, any of us would be glad to get out there and do it. But Alex has already been through a lot, and he has his wife and family to be concerned with. But really, I just don't see where any of us have got anything to lose at this point. We just have to give it all that we've got and work with all that we have at our disposal. And Alex is world famous, and he has great notoriety, and he knows people that are in the motion picture business. And he could bring the facts of the InfoWar to the whole world in a simultaneous global release on the silver screen and do a speaking tour to support the movie on a global basis. That could be done. That would back the energy of the evildoers off.
Well, I think, you know, the bottom line is we're trying to expand here. If we get this other office and we are able to build yet another TV studio in here, we might be able to do something like that. We might be able to become a little broader. We have exploded in the last 2 years. We've doubled our audience. I mean, we're doing our best out here, but I do understand the frustration. I thank you for the call, Mark. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
It's an age-old situation with the
keep taking your calls. Lee, Scott, Brian, Joe, and others. 866-582-9933. But first, I want to tell this little story. It's posted over at theinfowarrior.com right now. It's my latest Bobby Bloggins. And basically, I went down to New York City this year, and I'm down at Ground Zero, and I'm giving interviews to people and handing out DVDs. And one of these little debunker pieces of filth comes up to me. Teenage kid comes over, hey, can I tape you? And he can't even really look at me in the eye. And I should have realized right then that he was going to be an idiot. But whatever, I give everybody an interview. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who you are. If you agree with me or disagree with me, I'll let you tape me. I have no problem answering questions. So the little punk, I mean, again, couldn't even look at me. Really skinny guy, really pale. He starts taping me and accusing me of all this stuff. And I keep refuting him. And I say, no, that's not what was said. I end up getting mad at him. I even curse a little bit in the video. But the video basically calls me a liar and says that there is no evidence that anybody in FEMA ever said that it was 2,700 degrees at the World Trade Center. And I say, no, that's not the case. I have the article. It's less than a week after the attacks. And then in his little YouTube video, he puts up there, no, you can Google it. You can go to InfoWars and Prison Planet. It's not true. Jason Burmis made it up. And the headline is, what the heck is Jason Burmis talking about? I'm a little debunker. Little weasel face. So I was at my computer today, and I had to hook in one of my loose hard drives, and I thought to myself, you know what? I know that this 2,700-degree FEMA article that I talked about in this video is on this hard drive, and it's never been posted, folks. See, I do research outside of the web as well, believe it or not. I watch all sorts of news clips. I read all sorts of newspapers, and one of the things I did for Fabled Enemies that a lot of people don't do for their films is I went through basically September 12th through a one-year period of New York Newsdays and other magazines. And so anyway, the article is about the fact that they're not going to be able to identify a bunch of the bodies. And in it, the head of FEMA Operations, Federal Emergency Management Association Operations in New York, his name is James Bakersky, or Bakersky. Not sure how it is. If we could pull that article up, if you could click on the actual article and show it to the people. It says in there, well, when you have temperatures of 2,700 degrees, again, I didn't write the article. I didn't put the words in his mouth. When you have temperatures of 2,700 degrees, you get a cremation effect. Just click on the actual article and you'll be able to zoom in on it really well so we can actually show people that. There we go. Zoom in. It'll give you the little zoom button when you get on there. It's actually a very, there you go, right there. Boom. Now, if we can scroll down a little bit, I'll tell you when to stop. We'll get right to the quote for the prisonplanet.tv. Right there. Stop. As you go farther down, let's see, it actually is right, where is it? Right there. Boom. It's the third paragraph. No, stay. What we're looking at, those items that are being recovered now are pieces, Bakersky said. Look, this is a 110-story building. We're still at the top levels. You probably are going to find body parts or nothing because of the fire, of the blast. When you're talking about temperatures of 2,700 degrees, what do you have? You have a cremation effect. Now, this was printed on September 16th, 2001. This is the head of FEMA out of New York. Don't tell me that FEMA didn't say there were 2,700-degree temperatures there. Don't tell me.
Hold on.
Yes, sir.
That's like Bo Deedle says in Truth Rising. He says there were no bodies. Where are the people? Bones this big.
Yeah.
The concrete turned into power and shot, you know, hundreds and hundreds of yards and drifted miles.
Yeah.
I mean, that is the reality here. And they just deny, just like they denied that NASA had all those photos of the molten steel. They just go, no, you're liars.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, thermal imagery is fake.
Listen, a lot of these guys are on government payroll.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's now declassified. They staged terror attacks. The truth's out. And these guys, you know, on these government payrolls, their money's even being devalued. So
yeah.
Now
they're going after the Obama deception because, of course, that's fake, too.
Oh, I'm not even talking about those.
I know, yeah.
Yeah, no. Yeah, sure. Lincoln didn't fight with the bankers. That's fake.
They stoop at nothing, folks. They are snakes among men. I tell you that because they are slithery, reptile-like beings that have No souls and cold blood. That's what they are. We're going to take your calls on the other side. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis.
They revel in fooling people.
Yeah, they love it.
Fool.
Yeah, they love to be little magicians in their own world and pat each other on the backs. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional, but then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD tells you about everything you need to succeed in the privacy of your own home. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our alcohol recovery program that if you can find a better home recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-309-0958. That's 1-800-309-0958. 1-800-309-0958.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
To this U.S. officials track new flu strain. It's swine flu now. It's another H1N1 virus, but apparently they already had the vaccine back in 2002. We're going to bring up that report.
By the way, in 76 they put out swine flu, gave a bunch of people shots and killed them.
Yeah.
And everybody just forgets how many times vaccines kill thousands. But they don't care.
No, they don't
care. Hey, folks, roll your sleeves up, put your kids in the ground. Hail the government. That's a new system where I just walk in. Hey, here's a shot in the dark. Swine flu vaccine lessons, Washington Post, 2002. You read all about the deaths right there.
Well, there it is. We're going to get into that midway, but I'm going to take your calls like I promised. So we're going to go to Lee, Scott, Brian, Joe, and others. It's 866-582-9933. Lee, you're on the line with the Info Warrior.
Hey, Jason.
How you doing, sir?
Hey, man. Well, I called in to make an announcement. I have officially started the Port Arthur chapter of We Are Change.
Excellent, sir. Way to take some initiative.
Yes, and I want to give a shout out to all my We Are Change brothers and sisters, and especially Alex, since he's I know he's lurking around in the studio.
He is lurking around, that's for sure. Mr. Jones?
I am lurking. I've been out there working on the new films. I said, hey, why make one film the next 3 months? Why not make two or three?
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
We'll only have to work 90 hours a week, Jones.
Anyways.
No big deal.
Oh, there's a bunch of screwing around goes on.
I know. I love it here, obviously.
And, hey, I said I'd show this on my show today. I'm going to let the caller talk in a minute. Since you brought me up, speak of the devil, he shall appear, as they say. Right here, this is a picture of, I told you, my dad is a dentist and did the fluoride brainwashing. And Burmis was over at my dad's office getting his braces taken off. And my dad joked and said, hey, I was digging through my desk and found this from when Alex was 10 years old. Here, we'll focus it. Getting his IQ reduction. And
That's what it says on the back, folks. It really does.
Yeah. I mean, it's a joke. He just wrote this the other day. Mm-hmm. People say, oh, my God, it's proof. But, I mean, there I am with the fluoride trays in my mouth.
Oh, man. And
my dad wrote a joke in the back.
Circa 1987.
Yeah. Alex's dad...
essential IQ reduction.
Sir, and they got some water on the back or something. But anyways, I mean, to be serious here, you need more fluoride, Burmese.
I don't think I need more fluoride. I don't want to take any of it. Lee, is there a website where people can hook up with you and maybe join your chapter of We Are Change?
Yeah, it's myspace.com/fightthepower09.
All right, sir, anything else?
I would just, one of my first projects, I'm thinking about possibly, as an offshoot of my chapter, is starting something called High School Students for 9/11 Truth.
Well, you should hook up with Robert Wanick then, because he is still in high school and he has a lot of youth for 9/11 Truth out there. I thank you for the call, Lee, and hopefully people in his region will join that chapter of We Are Change and continue to fight the info war on the front lines. All right, let's go to Scott in California. Scott, you're on the line.
Hey, Burmy and Jones, this is really cool. I'm just about 5 seconds behind or 5 seconds ahead of my Prison Planet TV feed, which is pretty cool. It's almost like you're in my home here. Anyway, hey, I'm burning copies of the Obama Deception right now on my Lightscribe stack player to take to the my Machinist Union meeting tomorrow night and pass them out.
Excellent.
And I got one suggestion.
I'm lurking.
I have one suggestion, Alex. You need to get Webster Tarpley and Michael Banderik together for a kind of a thought between right and left to get them together. I'm reading Surviving the Cataclysm, and I think it'd be neat to get their two thoughts together about how to run the country after Ron Paul's elected or something.
That would be one insane debate.
We should do that, actually. We should do that like Skype Fest. We'll have Tarpley on one end and Bednarik on the other. And we'll hook it up.
But Bagnarik would just plug his Constitution class. I mean, it was all right when he came on. I don't mind.
No, he was great, actually, when I had him on, too. Yeah, no, he's good.
It's good. I mean, I like Bagnarik. There's just so many guests now I get on, and it was like when I had Mac on, Sheriff Mac. It was just like, my book. And I was like, yeah, but can you talk about some other issues here?
Uh-huh.
But no.
That would be a good debate.
Tarpley would...
Tarpley would
puff up arrogantly and say, I love Tarpley.
I love Tarpley, too.
He's very
bottom line, no matter what Tarpley says when he says it, he sounds really smart because he has that accent.
Yeah.
I mean, he does. He has that accent. He has that look. He has that feel. And he is a super intelligent guy. But, like, we'll sit there at dinner, and we'll be like, you know, we'll talk about the fluoride issue or something like that with him. And he's like, oh, you'll find the problem under every corner, Jason. It doesn't seem to have affected you. You know, he's like, the fluoride, the mercury didn't affect you, Jason, did it? And I was like, well, you know, Tarpley, you can't tell me that when you find two types of bird flu in the bird flu vaccination, there's not some kind of a eugenics program behind that. And he goes, well said. And then he just, you know, continues on. I mean, Tarpley is a genius.
No. I like Bagnerick. I like them all.
Yeah, no, I do too.
Carry on, Permis.
All right. Scott.
One more thing. Yeah, one more thing. Alex, I'm the aerospace guy.
Man, I ran into a door today with my knee. It's hurting.
Well, go ahead.
Alex, I'm the aerospace guy that really does not believe in the connection of contrails, chemtrails, and weather modification. And just let me tell you, if you want to bring up the weather modification, that's great, but I just don't believe that the chemtrails are contrails or vice versa because of what's known, and I've been on Burma Stowe three times because of the high bypass ratio turbofan engine, and you're not going to get aviation professionals that work in this field to believe the connection. Now, maybe what weather modification on itself, but what's up in the sky up there is this commercial jetliners flying the same pass over and over again, leaving condensation trails.
All right, Scott, I thank you for the call.
Everything's fine.
I, you know what? Scott's a great guy. I mean, like he says, he agrees with about 90% of what we do.
Look, why do you think the White House is saying they're going to do this now?
That's what I said. And why do you think,
look, man, I've been out in the country. I was at my parents' house today, and I was watching jets at like 35,000 feet leaving ice crystal trails that disappeared in seconds.
Yeah, no, I saw a team of two doing contrails today. I saw that too.
And then I'll see one at like 3,000 feet, and they're leaving these giant trails that just dissipate out. And I'm not necessarily saying with all of them they're spraying it by stuff mixing with the jet fuel. That's just what's come out. And now you look at photos from NASA where like the whole country's covered in trails. And you look at airline traffic may have gone up by 40% since the mid-90s when all this suddenly...
There's someone out there who just sent me a new website they built, and actually looks really cool. It's a chemtrail website, but it's going to let people actually report the chemtrails themselves, and it has an interactive map. I actually hope this website does take off because it'll basically allow...
Yeah, what
you
know, is it?
I'll have it in my office. It's like chemtrailsomething.com. But what's interesting is like it goes state by state. It'll have like a little red button. And when you get to that red button, you'll be able to click it, and then somebody will post pictures or video of the chemtrails that day. And it will be basically a log of all the places around the country that chemtrails happened that day. And we'll basically have a database, finally, to go, well, on this date such and such happened, and in this place such and such happened. And it just shows the initiative out there of the listeners.
Well, I mean, he says maybe weather modification is going on.
Well, he says that it's the new turbo engines, and that basically it's just jets that are normally flying, and that they're not flying in patterns, and, you know, that really chemtrails don't exist, but this geoengineering program may exist. He challenged Rosalind Peterson on the show about that, and Peterson said, although that was a possibility, it was a very slim one.
Yeah, but the issue is that they admit they're doing the, quote, test everywhere, and they admit they're dispersing it, but it's classified.
Yeah, no, and there's that NASA program. I mean, what I like about Peterson is she puts up all the documents of...
Yeah, we're going out to California to interview her, and we're covering it, and that's the end of it.
All right,
let's... All right, I'm going to let you get back to it, and I am leaving now.
All right, sir.
Take care, guys.
Thank you, sir.
Got to hobble out of here.
No, why? Because your knee hit?
No, I was like, you ever just walking around busy thinking of something, like the walls right here, walking through a doorway, and you ram your...
I ram into stuff all the time.
I was like, now it's like I can hardly walk.
I'm a huge klutz. I believe it or not. You see me klutz around. I'm, you know, I'm not...
But if you wear that big beanie on your head, the Yankees thing, I saw the video of that, and I thought it was one of the stewardesses from 2001 Space Odyssey meets a Teletubby, meets one of the mushroom people from... Donkey Kong or
Mario, Super Mario,
where he hops around and the little mushroom heads are going around.
The Goombas.
And then the Goombas.
That's exactly what they're called, the Goombas.
You know every pop culture thing.
I know. Well, I used to play Mario. I still play. I have the latest Mario, Super Mario Galaxy.
Hey,
Mario.
That was for the few years when I was like 12, 13 where I actually played it.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember beating it and like finding that one level where you jumped and hit the thing over and over again. And they gave you all the lives.
Yep. Oh yeah. I remember. I know all about
that. I get like 200 lives.
Basically, you'd have to get in a spot where
jump underneath it and then jump between the turtle and the rock.
Yeah, exactly.
And then we give you lives.
Yeah. Bing, 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 bing. Yeah. The 100 free lives. Oh.
Oh, you, there it
I
is.
I love the guys out there. They're great.
Burmese, that's what you look like.
Guys, I'm getting ragged on right now.
You should wear a hat like that. Okay, go to the InfoWarrior YouTube channel. One of the videos is there from last week. And put, the, I mean, literally, it's like Mars Attacks. Rob said when he walked by that he was like taking a double take. Like, what the hell is that? Burmese, I'm not knocking you.
I bought it at Lids. It's a New York Yankees. It's not even one of those ones.
I know,
the
but in
stuff.
Super trendy areas, this is ultimate styling. But for me, I thought that a space alien was doing the show.
I guess. Folks, it's not as overtopped as you think. It's
Look,
not one
go
of
back
those,
to the calls.
Yeah, you know, it's not a flat brim hat. It's not one of those ones with all the
it's
funky
the
colors.
It's the way it looks on you. I don't think it's you, Burmese.
We'll bring it up.
Hey, do a poll.
Well, we will do a poll. You know what? I get a lot of emails still saying that I got the better music, by the way, Jones. They don't have the heart to tell you.
You know what happens with
all right. Let's go to Brian in Pennsylvania. Brian, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason.
Yes, sir.
Hey, tell Alex I said have a good night, man.
All right. I will. He hears you, actually. He's in the other on the other end. He just heard you.
Hey, that's good. Anyways, I wanted to call, I had got a
I think it's the headphones with it. It's like some, I'm lurking. It's got like some kind of cosmonaut look. Like a cosmonaut. We are coming to your, it's like in Godzilla, what the aliens look like that are running the electronic Godzilla.
Uh-huh.
You look like one of those. We are coming to your planet. You will do as we say.
I guess it's, you know, I'll never wear it again, I guess. I can't wear it on the air. Go ahead, Brian. We're having a good time over here. Go ahead.
I had this email forwarded to me, and actually, I think you might get a kick out of this. It was called On Becoming Illegal, and it was a letter that someone sent to Arlen Specter, Senator of Pennsylvania. Anyways, and it goes with, as a native of Pennsylvanian and an excellent customer of the Internal Revenue Service, I'm writing to ask for your assistance. I've contacted the Department of Homeland Security in an effort to determine the process of becoming an illegal alien. And they refer me to you. My primary reason for wishing to change my status from a U.S. citizen to an illegal alien stems from the bill which you recently passed in Senate and which for you voted. My understanding of this bill's provisions is accurate and, as an illegal alien who would be in the United States for 5 years, all I'd have to do to become a citizen is pay a $2,000 fine and income taxes for three of the last 5 years. I know it's a good deal. I'm one to be anxious and get the process started.
Has this person have they gotten a response yet? I mean, obviously it's tongue in cheek, but they make a great point, the fact that, you know, they get two free years federal income tax, and on top of that, all they have to do is pay a $2,000 fine and they have more rights than we do.
Oh, most definitely. I mean, like I said, it continues on and it talks about how, like, you know, you get, like you can go and not have a driver's license and not have insurance and, you know what I mean, use the emergency room as your health care provider and, you know what I mean, it seemed like a really funny email. I was just like, you know, that's great, you know. It's good to see people go out there and say, you know,
Inspector, by the way,
voted for this stuff. You shouldn't have voted for it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm just.
Inspector, by the way, is on a full court press around the country to raise money so he can, you know, retain his Senate seat. He was on Stern like last week. He's been on there a couple times, and he is just so disingenuous. It is disgusting. And you know, Inspector is one of these guys that has helped cover up things like Able Danger. I mean, he held the Able Danger hearings.
Oh, he's absolutely terrible. I mean, in Pennsylvania, we got to most definitely get him out of there. I mean, it's sick with this guy.
Talk about an establishment politician. That guy is grade A establishment, Brian. I thank you for the call, my friend. Let's jump to Joe in New Mexico. Joe, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason, how are you doing?
Good, man.
Alex is in great form today, all day, during the earlier part of the day, too. It's just excellent.
Yeah, he is jazzed up.
A couple of just quick bullets. One you already hit on. I just wanted to know if you guys saw that CDC report. The other was I saw that our Secretary of State pushing Twitter and other and YouTube and other internet sites into Iraq, and I kind of figure that might be another sidestep way in to push this cyber bill through, since the government's getting very involved with that. Plus, it's a great way to mask the fact that they're already monitoring us on Twitter and Facebook anyways.
And oh, they admit it. I mean, all right, for instance, and I thank you for the call, sir. You look at that Virginia Fusion Center document, and they say that MySpace, YouTube, Twitter, and then they throw an Islam tube there, like anybody uses Islam tube, are terrorist tools. And they come from an article that talks about Al-Qaeda-like behavior. And they already admit throughout that Virginia Fusion Center report that they have been spying on people who are in and the Fed, that they have been spying on people who are against the Federal Reserve banking system. They are spying on people who are anti-abortion. They are spying on people who come from James Madison University. They are spying on people who are coming back from Iraq. They are spying on people who are in the corrections program. It's all there. They talk about their surveillance. And you watch when they do this bill. This is to acclimate the private and public sector, okay, and the local government into allowing the federales to do whatever they want. All right, let's jump to Stephen in Texas. Stephen, you're on the line.
Hey, Buenos Nachos, Herr Video Meister.
Thank you,
yeah,
sir.
I just want to say, hey, keep the Yankees hat, man. More power to you from a fellow
Yankee.
All right,
yeah. All right. Thank you, Stephen.
Yeah, well, you know, if people want to say you're crazy, you might as well play the power, right?
Oh, a knock on my Yankees. I think people would think I'm crazier for being a Knicks fan, seeing they can't pull together 20 wins in a season. We're going to come back to Stephen and others on the other side. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Fight these tyrants. Bring it to the New World Order full force. Full court press, folks. That's what we need to do, and that's why I do this show. 3 hours an evening, 9 to midnight Central Time. That's why Alex is on here 4 hours a day. You know, that's why we're doing, you know, 4 movies this year. That's right. We're in the midst of 2 projects on Alex Alone. I'm working on Invisible Empire daily. And we know the Obama Deception 2 is in the works. And like you said, little special project for the kids. All right. We're going to continue to go to your calls. Steven, continue.
Yeah, hey, Jason, what I meant was about that comment I made about, you know, there's these people out there like this so-called wimpy debunker that you encountered that videoed you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, since they're going to say, you know, you're crazy or whatever, you might as well just play it up real good. But, you know,
I got a little angry in the video. And that isn't even the whole video. I definitely got hot. I actually, there's a police officer comes over. I don't know if it's in that video. Other people caught it, but a police officer literally comes over and starts talking to me and like, what's the problem? What are you doing here? I'm like, look, this guy's interviewing me. I'm telling the facts. I haven't done anything, officer. I'm not being loud. I'm not screaming. You know, I was just extremely emotional. I mean, I'm sorry. When someone's going to sit there and just spew lie after lie after lie at me, and all's I'm armed with the truth and my little memory, which isn't always great, you know, all the time. It's pretty good, but it's not great. And I'm not armed with every single article that I know exists. If I'm not armed with every video, I lose my cool sometimes. I definitely lost my cool a little there.
Well, you know, you're human, so, you know, what the heck, especially when these people are, you know, they're promoting lies and you're promoting the truth. So I can understand. I get the same way. The reason I called in, two things. First of all, the guy Scott that was calling a while ago that, you know, tries to, you know, say that these, what you're saying about chemtrails just cannot be. You've probably heard this, and I'd like to see some more research from you guys coordinating with when chemtrails appear. You know, I've heard that one of the results of this has been there's been an epidemic of respiratory problems like asthma because of these things.
That is one of the things that's discussed. Yeah, that's one of the things that's discussed by Rosalind Peterson and others and is a distinct possibility. I guess if we do go full force on this chemtrails project, you know, we're going to go from every angle. So that's actually not the project that Alex is talking about for this year. Not that we might not get it out in the next 12 months, but it's a separate project. The chemtrails thing is important to me. I mean, let's be honest. They've got papers in the CFR in NASA talking about geoengineering. We now have the administration openly talking about the possibility of shooting pollutants into the upper atmosphere to block the sun's rays. I mean, how much more do they have to say? I mean, do they literally have to stand over the body with the bloody knife and say, I did it, I killed her? I mean, is that what's necessary? Right. It's wild. Go ahead.
Yeah, the other thing I just wanted to bring up real quick, I was talking to a friend of mine today, and he heard this on the news here, and you know, they're doing the census now. Mm-hmm. And so what they have said, and this woman that's actually doing the census called in about this. She had confirmed her supervisor about this. I don't know if you've heard about this, but they are actually, for every person in the census now, they are marking down the GPS coordinates.
Yeah, I got a lot of complaints. I got a lot of complaints from people that the Census Bureau said is basically saying, look, you can have private property marked all over your door. If you're part of the census, we can roll right up. You have no sovereignty, and we're marking your house with GPS. You're on the grid. No questions asked. That is the truth, and that's what they're doing. Steven, I thank you for the call. We're going to go to Nowhere Man in Nowhere Land and others on the other side. It's 866-582-9933. The Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
And I can't help but wonder, no, will he make it right? Do all those who lie here know why they died? Did you really believe them when they told you the cause? Did you really believe that this war would end wars? Well, the suffering, the sorrow, the glory, the shame, the killing and dying, it was all done in vain. Oh, Willie McBride, it all happened again and again and again.
As the lowered you down. It's a great song. It's Willie McBride, and that's the Dropkick Murphys version of it. A lot of people ask me to plug what bands I play so they can go download the MP3s on iTunes. That one's Dropkick Murphys, and I believe it is off of... Why can't I think? It'll come to me later. All right, let's go to Nowhere Man in Nowhere Land. You're on the air, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Burmes. First, may I ask if Alex Jones is still available to be in on this conversation?
He can hear you. I don't know if he's going to jump in the studio, but he's definitely gallivanting about behind the scenes right now. He can definitely hear you.
Okay. I'd like to preface this call before I get to the main substance by saying that today I delivered three audio cassettes that of Alex Jones' show that I put on American-made, used to be Radio Shack, Tandy Corporation, realistic cassette player, and the professional, wonderful people I delivered it to burn it onto DVDs, and then they distribute it to their 4-H group.
Oh, killer. Awesome. So everybody can listen to Alex. Yeah.
Lots of children are listening to what Alex says.
Mm-hmm. Which is good, because we have to wake up the youth. Continue.
That's right. Okay, now, sir. Last week, I had a riff with you when I called you up, and you said that I should be thrown into a bath. I should be put in a bathtub in an electric fan.
Well, sir, if you're the caller that hates the Jews, yeah, you should.
No, sir. I did not say, sir.
What you said. No. Let me stop you, and I'll give you your chance. What you said and you implied was that 90% of the media, that's movies, pictures, and, of course, the news that we eat and breathe in this country, are owned by the Jews. And, sir, that's not true. That's an anti-Semitic comment because you don't like the race of Jews. You're one of those people that can't get beyond the fact that this is not about race. It's not. It's never been about race. It's been about power. Okay? People who are in power in every single country become corrupt. All right? And the Jews don't run the world. They don't run the media. I've met plenty of people in Hollywood that aren't Jewish. And by your definition of Jewish, by the way, it's anybody who is related to anybody that was born in Israel, whether it's 1/8, 1/16, 1/25.
Hey, but Burmes, you know, my whole issue is we have people that try to make the show about Catholics or about Jews or about Protestants, and all they do is fight with each other. Mm-hmm. And certainly Hollywood is, heavily, owned and has a lot of Jews in it. Okay. And certainly the ADL attacks us. And you know why the ADL attacks me? Because I'm effectively exposing the corruption they're involved in. And I found that even, but then on the other side of the fence, the people that do nothing but hate Jews, they make up stuff and exaggerate things because I've experienced
90%,
it.
Alex. 90%.
But the whole point is he has his First Amendment.
He sure does.
I mean, he has his right to what he's saying. And I found it's just better to let the folks, but you can do what you want, say what they want, put it out, and then move on.
because, again, I'm not talking about this guy specifically.
You know, they made an op-ed piece about this. This is on my rant about this guy who, you know, basically, you know, was getting into the last time.
But see, that's not the type of news we're into, Burmese.
Yeah, I know.
We're not into what diseases the entire internet with everybody infighting with each other. And that's why I don't cover those pieces.
And I try not
to. That's not the type of news I'm looking for. I'm looking to get people to rediscover the Bill of Rights and Constitution and not fall into the ADL's traps of having these big fights that they want. That's why Garofalo comes out and says everybody that goes to a Tea Party is racist. Mm-hmm. They do that because they want to make it all about race and religion and groups instead of about
we'll be back
the
after
issues.
This.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
It keeps dragging me over. I got to go home now so I can get up at 7 a.m. and get ready for the next show. But give me that Fabled Enemies right there.
You got it.
You know, my film Terror Storm shows how Israel attacked a USS Liberty trying to sink it to blame it on Egypt. Because that's what the generals and the admirals and the actual crew told me in interviews that are all on the web. You know, I've interviewed them all, Admiral Moore and many others that are now dead.
Mm-hmm.
And they always said LBJ was involved in it with Israel. So I say Israel is 100% guilty, but their accomplice is 100% guilty. LBJ's involved. Well, the anti-Semites, they don't like that, so they say Jones says Israel did nothing and that LBJ did it.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's the type of intellectual dishonesty. So I don't like what Israel's doing, and I certainly don't like the white supremacists and those whose religion is hating Jews, period, because it's a diverse group. And I also have experienced them saying, I'm Jewish. Jones, they claim, is a Jewish name. I mean, I'm Welsh. You know, my family are founders of Texas, but there's nothing wrong with being Jewish if I was. So it's very, very annoying. They say Jones is a Jew, and all of this stuff, and that I work for Israel, and then they claim that some guy named Khashoggi had something called Genesis. You know, there's Genesis porn magazines and Genesis this. There's hundreds of companies called Genesis.
Yeah.
They don't ever go look at the incorporation papers of Genesis in Minnesota. It's Ted Anderson Company, like set up in like 97.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Ted Anderson is supposedly.
But No. He's owned by a Saudi Arabian who they then say works for the Israelis and has no connection to that. And, these people put that stuff out. You know, you always wonder why Hopsinger's been sued like 100 times because he just makes stuff up. But you have to understand, I have the number one show.
Mm-hmm.
It is growing by leaps and bounds on AM and FM, shortwave, satellite, number one on internet, just on and on and on. And these people are mad at anybody that sticks their head up. It's not just us. The Jew haters and white supremacists, all they do is fight with each other all day, too.
Mm-hmm.
You have to understand, they attack anybody. And so, of course, Burmese, they know my name, your name, will elevate them, and so they're going to try to take jokes or misconstrue things or whatever. And I say the key is not getting angry at these people. But we have to understand what they do, and it's come out of Zionist documents, and major universities have written books on this, that they actually said, this is why the ADL hates me and attacks me constantly now, because they know I'm a real threat to what they're doing. Just like a video comes out by mainstream documentary about the eugenicists being Darwinist. And this is a non-creationist just person looking at it who is a Jew, finds out that the Darwinist in all this is eugenics, and then the ADL attacks them.
Mm.
See, they don't want you getting to the real heart of the matter, and that those that control Israel and others want Jews persecuted. That's why Israel staged bombing attacks in Spain in the 40s and 50s. That's why they staged bombing attacks in Iraq to get the big Jewish population out of there, and in Iran. And it came out declassified to make the Jews move back to Israel to basically be the slaves of the government there.
Mm-hmm.
Just like with the ringworm children, the U.S. government paid paid them all this money to radiate 100,000 plus Jewish children. So it's a very sophisticated, and those were Sephardic Jews, see, mm-hmm. the brown Jews.
Mm-hmm.
It's so when you get to the top of this, you find out it's all not even a Nazi ideology, because the Nazis came out of that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's from the same root. And you find out they want it to be anti-Semitic. They don't want us to go up against the Federal Reserve and get everybody to agree that it's bad and audit it and get rid of it. They want to make it about Jews so the general public gets scared and doesn't join the fight. The media desperately always says, Jew, Jew, Jew. They inject the mainstream media, Jew, Jew, Jew. Oh, these crazies say it's Jews. Whether it's Jews, Germans, there's a bunch of people in there, and there certainly are a lot of Jews in the Federal Reserve and banking systems, you know, just like there are a lot of Europeans. You know, the whole point is that they want to make it about that,
yeah,
so that it's balkanizing and then expanding. Look at Rachel Maddow. Look at Jeanine Garofalo. Look at all the shows saying all of the teabaggers, using that derogatory term, every one of them hates blacks.
Yeah.
That's meant to divide blacks and whites. When you got 98% against the banker takeover, you got 98% in all the major polls or higher against it. How, God, the people are coming together. Black, white, Hispanic, Jewish, German, Chinese, doesn't matter. They're coming together. How do we divide them? So that's what this plays into. And so we're allowed to have our radio shows and our TV shows and cover the issue. I mean, look at the Obama deception.
Mm-hmm.
I am directly assaulting the false left-right paradigm, how they divide and conquer us. It's very effective. It's bringing folks together. Top black rappers are in the L.A. Times plugging the Obama deception. I'm getting death threats. I've got all sorts of crap going on I don't even want to get into on air. They're coming after us, folks.
Mm-hmm.
That shows we're actually having the effect. And so this is the big delicacy, or in the shock jock world, it's the big no-no. So everybody wants to do it, and it's very trendy, and it's funded by a lot of big foundations and people to make. And I found out, again, a lot of Zionist organizations are covertly funding white supremacists. The Southern Poverty Law Center got caught running the Elohim City with Oklahoma City. That's been declassified. And so the fact, that I'm sure that guy isn't even a mean or bad guy calling in. He really has bought into all this and believes it. He doesn't see how he's being played in a more sophisticated way. So he has his right to free speech. And I say, More power to his free speech, because in Europe they're trying to restrict free speech. They're trying to restrict it everywhere. And if we restrict their free speech, they'll restrict our free speech. And I know that's where you stand on this.
Yeah.
We were going to go back to the caller. He hung up. He's welcome to call back in again. And, you know, that's the bottom line there. And Berman's,
you know, and we legitimately criticize Israel, not only on this program, but in our films. I mean, Fabled Enemies has a 40-minute section of the Israeli sect of the International Intelligence Organization that carried out 9/11.
Yeah, but let's stop right there.
Yeah.
Just like Terror Storm, they build straw men. This film directly takes on Israel. We've got all sorts of heat for this, because clearly Israel has some roles there, mm-hmm. just like British and U.S. intelligence do. And they say, oh, you're covering for them, saying others were involved. What the hell do you mean? It happened in the United States. These things are all interconnected. It's like three guys rob a bank. They're all three just as guilty. They're all 100% guilty. Having more accomplices in a conspiracy doesn't, you know, if you have like, you know, the Mansons killing a bunch of people, they're all equally as guilty. But, I mean, the point is we make the film, and there's hundreds of sites saying it's Zionist cover-up.
Yeah.
We make a film about Israeli involvement boldly. I mean, I'm a big name. It's easy to have some little bitty website and use a fake name and sit there and, you know, talk bad about Jews all day and enjoy yourselves, you know, getting your kicks because you live in, you know, a one-room apartment and you're mad at life or whatever, want to blame us. You know, the issue here is we try to do credible, real research. Fabled Enemies, folks. I produced it. Jason directed it. You know, we made this film. It's very informative. It took a lot of risk to make this. And what do we get from those scum white supremacists?
Yeah.
You know, we get it from Israel and the ADL and from the white supremacists,
yeah.
because they all at the top work with each other.
And, you know, talking about
that. And we don't work with them, and we're effectively challenging them.
And you talk about that international intelligence organization. For instance, Iran-Contra, what do? Well, they use the Israelis as a proxy to get the weapons from Czechoslovakia and other places, and then they would ship those down through U.S. intelligence. So they would use them as the proxy to buy up the guns. Then they would give them the millions of dollars later. Then we would trade that for drugs and bring it into the United States.
Same thing with Afghanistan.
Yeah. Yeah.
And to say Pakistan and Iran and Israel are together on this, they go, oh, you're coming up from Israel. No, they're there. We're actually telling you how it happened on record. But I mean, you know, my biggest deal is the reason I don't like these people is I noticed like 10 years ago, they'd make up all this stuff about me and I'd be like, are you serious? And then I was at events and things and found out a lot of them were feds. Mm-hmm. But then they've got mentally ill kind of unstable people under their control. And that's why I can't stand the ADL, because, I mean, it's just such a wicked organization. So is the Southern Poverty Law Center. You know, it turns out the Southern Poverty Law Center, think about this. This this 22-year-old former Marine kills three cops in a domestic disturbance, throwing a fit. The first thing the Southern Poverty Law Center does within 2 hours is get the what sites he'd visited, hundreds, CNN, Fox, Drudge Report, everything. And who do they decide to go after in the newspaper?
Alex Jones.
The Southern Poverty Law Center, with the police files, something the ADL's been convicted of doing illegally, but here's the Southern Poverty Law Center, that is immediately fed into all the media to attack me. They're coming after us. We went after their front man, Obama. We are effectively challenging him. We are effectively having an effect on what he's doing. They are coming after us, folks. We are under attack.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I mean, we need your support and to spread the word about the show and what we're doing. We're effective. Big tent. Bringing people in against the globalists, against the New World Order, without bringing in religion or race or any of the things they use to divide us. More liberty, less tyranny. That's it. I want you to go back to the calls, Mermis. I'm sorry. I am leaving now. I am finally leaving the building. Back live tomorrow, 11 to 3 p.m. You know, the show's just growing exponentially. If you're listening on AM and FM to Mermis or myself, you know, spread the word about that. Shortwave, internet, satellite, please. It is exponential. The people are ready to hear the truth now. And we just cannot let the peanut gallery slow us down, Mermis.
No, I agree.
And, anyways,
we just got to remain positive.
And I wish all these human beings well, and I hope they enjoy their First Amendment.
I agree. You're allowed to say whatever you want. I'm not saying that. All right, let's jump to Bill in Illinois. Bill, you're on the line.
Hey, how you doing, Jason?
Good, man.
Great show. I'm glad you guys are out there really informing the people about what's going on. You know, thank you for all the information. You've woken me up completely. I have a question about something a little off the subject, what you guys were talking about.
Sure.
It's about the red light cameras. Mm-hmm. I have a court date I have to go to tomorrow, and I have to, I'm pretty much going to, you know, deny payment on these red light cameras, and I have a good reason for it. However, I want to make it more than just a reason of, you know, we didn't actually commit the crime. I want to make it a constitutional issue. It is, I heard Alex talking about something of the sort on his show about how it's illegal because there's no, oh boy, what's the...
they won't let me leave!
Due process? Due process?
Yeah, there's no due process. Go ahead, Alex.
Okay, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Chicago, actually.
Okay, well, you know, I would Google San Diego removes red lights about 4 years ago. Lockheed Martin, the defense contractors, that's who's running this whole control grid, they got caught giving people tickets without having a police officer swear to it. And in the state of Texas, they ruled they're all illegal. Austin said, we don't care, and is continuing it because they're supposed to have a private detective's license for each camera doing it and be registered. So you got to find out the Illinois laws and guarantee they're not following the law. Get them on the technicality. And so that's how you do it.
There you go, sir. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home.
ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
I gotta go. I gotta get some sleep here. I don't get to sleep till 11 like you. I know you're up late. That's good, but I gotta get up at like 7 a.m.
Yeah, you do.
Okay, let's go to this fella so he can make another controversy out of it. That's fine. We're just trying to go after the bankers, whoever they are. Go ahead, sir.
Right. Thank you, Alex. Thank you. At least I got an opportunity. Let me clarify. I am not a white racist guy. My mother was Native American Indian, born in Lander, Wyoming in 1908. She'd be 109 years old right now if she was alive. My father's father was from Portugal, the country of Portugal. He spent 27 years in the United States Army. I only see him 2 weeks out of my life, sir. So I'm not no white racist Nazi. In fact,
listen,
that's what I
read. First of all, you don't have to be white to be racist, but continue.
Yeah, but let me just add something.
Okay,
can I say something? Hold on a minute. We weren't talking about you. I wasn't talking about you earlier. I'm talking about people that say this film covers up from Israel when it does the opposite. That's not intellectually fair. Or when people say that Terror Storm covers up for Israel when it says they attacked the ship premeditatedly, and I tell the story that the people told me. And since the film came out 3 years ago, Chicago Tribune reported it was declassified that Israel knowingly attacked the ship and the U.S. had the communiques and the NSA intercepts, and Israel's basically had to admit it. So my whole thing is, I'm not talking about you.
Okay.
I'm saying whoever they are out there, they make up a lot of crap. Let me finish. This is not the way to sell your ideas, is my point, is lying about Burmese, who's Italian.
Lying about Burmese? How did I lie about Burmese?
Sir, I just said I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about other people here. See, you don't listen, man. You know what?
You don't let me speak.
Well, you're accusing me of saying something about you. I know nothing about your mother.
Right, fabulous. I love you, brother. Listen, can I
I'm tired of the crap. I'm tired of putting everything on the line to expose Israeli-sponsored terror, and then people say the film doesn't do it. I'm saying I don't want to be anywhere near the white supremacist, but not even them so much, just the Jew haters are just the most mentally ill, lying freaks. That's not how you reach out and wake people up about something.
Right.
You know, I like the way Jimmy Carter criticized Israel.
Then again, sir, you don't reach out and touch people by your protege there, James Burmese, whatever his name is, by saying I should be thrown into a bathtub.
Let me stop you. I never said anybody should kill anybody but themselves.
I should be thrown in a bathtub. You are the Nazi. You are the Nazi there, James.
Why don't you let me speak? Listen, I appreciate your call because I'm not going to rehash it. We're done, sir. We're done talking about it. Listen, we got a lot of issues to cover.
I know.
We got bird flu. We got the banks collapsing. We got Obama announcing that he's endorsing torture. And people can play the clip.
I never said anybody should kill anybody.
Hey, who cares? Burmese, the whole issue is that I was only addressing mental illness of people instead of this. Who cares? Mm-hmm. Don't worry. They're going to get the collapsed economy they want. Okay?
Yeah,
I mean, the issue is we need to stay focused on real issues, and that's what's happening. You got a lot of callers that have been calling on other issues, so let's jump back to it.
Yeah, let's jump to another caller. Hey, thanks, Alex. I appreciate it.
I'm leaving now.
I'll see you tomorrow morning.
I'm sick of this.
All right. Folks, because I only have a minute, I'm not going to go to the calls for the next segment. Bottom line is, I don't like people that are racist. I don't like the Nazis. You're more than welcome to your free speech. You're more than welcome to your First Amendment. That's fine. When you hate an entire race of people, the guy didn't come on my show and say, Israel runs the media or Israel is heavily involved. He said the Jews, 90% are Jews. So how am I supposed to think? And I know plenty of self-loathing Jews out there. There's a couple out there that just love to just spout lies that I'm funded by the billionaire Zionist Simon family, who I've never met. I have no idea where this comes from, that I'm Mossad and that, you know, I'm going to get to go to the Cayman Islands to bang a couple of shiks. I mean, it is beyond mental illness. See, this guy posts a story. He puts something on YouTube and then they all ravagely attack me and he wonders why I get upset. Well, like I said, if you're blaming a race of people for the entire world's problems, you have a huge issue. I mean, let's be honest. Are the Bush family, who are intricately connected to the intelligence operation here, are they Jewish? No.
No. They claim they are. They claim I am. Everybody is, Permis.
Yeah, exactly.
And again, I shouldn't have to go, oh no, you know, like they're inquisitors. I promise I'm not Jewish. There wouldn't be anything wrong with it. Yeah. I'm not, though.
I know.
I'm as white as they come. What's the big deal with that?
Yeah.
And black, white, I'm like, Permis, get to the issues, man.
No, I know. We're going to go to that.
No, this is mental illness.
You're right.
You're engaging in it.
Listen, we're going to Jessica, Ryan, Kathy, and others on the other side.
Now you let that one guy dominate the conversation.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Do you have more than $15,000 in credit card debt? Before you spend another dollar on minimum payments, call American Debt Specialists right now and find out how much of your debt can be eliminated. That's right, eliminated. Call 800-237-7042. While the government is bailing out the credit card companies, we're here to make sure you get help too. Just one call could reduce your credit card debt by as much as 60%. 60%. We'll bring you peace of mind with reduced debt and just one low monthly payment that fits your budget. It's simple, legal, and we'll get the job done for you fast.
It was amazing. They helped me consolidate all my credit card debt into one low monthly payment.
Now, we don't have to file for bankruptcy.
Managing one payment is giving me my life back.
For a free debt evaluation and to learn how you can save thousands right now, call 800-237-7660. That's 1-800-237-7660. 800-237-7660.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Through your calls, it's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. All right. Sorry, everybody's holding so long. I know a bunch of drama on the show. Let's just drop it and move on. Let's go to Jessica in Georgia. Jessica, you're on the line.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
I love the show. You're doing a great job. awesome. I like the music you play too. It's good.
See, if you had just if I had just went to you before Alex left, I would have got another notch. And because, you know, apparently he's up on me, I think 3-2 on callers who like my music better than his music, and he's really giving me hell about it. But thank you, I appreciate that.
Oh yeah, yours is way better, and you're much nicer to the callers, and the hat, I love the hat. It looks good on you, even though I hate the Yankees, but the hat looks good. So
all
Alex
right.
is wrong there too.
All right, so. Thank you.
But as far as the FEMA, the national level exercise or whatever, what, you know, in your opinion, what are some possible scenarios?
What are they going to do?
Out?
All right, sure. I'll tell you what they're going to do. They're going to say that a terrorist attack happened probably in, the choices are either Australia, the United Kingdom, Canada, or Mexico, because those are the participants outside of the United States. So, terrorist attack happens there. Now, these same terrorists have a network, and they're inside the United States, so they have to stop the terrorism. All right. So what they're going to do is they're going to have makeshift FEMA camps. They're going to do door-to-door knock and talks during the drills. They're also going to probably incorporate private sectors like AT&T to do surveillance with the local and federal government. So in other words, they're going to co-opt a lot of the sheriff's offices, they're going to co-opt a lot of the state troopers' offices, and they're going to co-opt the mayor, the governor, that sort of thing. But then on a federal level, they're going to bring in the FBI, the NSA, the CIA, and they're all going to play these separate roles. Every time they do one of these drills, there's always a red and a blue team. And the red team is usually the bad guys, and the blue team are the good guys. Now, the problem is that every time an actual terrorist attack happens, they're running drills similar to this. Now, do I think this is going to be a cover for a terrorist attack? I highly doubt it. We're giving it way too much press already. And it's months and months down the line. However, this is probably going to prepare these people for when they run yet another drill some other time down the line and an attack does occur. So, really, that's what I see happening.
Okay. Crazy times.
Well, you know what? They've done it before. I encourage people to check out the drills that they ran on 9/11, at least the ones that are declassified to a certain extent, because many of them are still classified. And the latest one to come out is one called Operation Jackal Cave. Now, that doesn't sound like a terrorist attack from a Middle Eastern nation, does it? And you can literally read about one paragraph of it, and the rest of it is just blacked out, blacked out, blacked out. And then you start realizing that, you know, Atta was on planes, and people reported that it looked like him and these other guys were going to hijack them. And it's not just people. It's James Woods. It's the stewardess. It's the captain of the flight. And nothing happens to these guys. Gee, I wonder if they were running a drill too, seeing as Amalgam Virgo's second part was that two members of the FBI were going to hijack a plane out of Alaska and then land it at a secure location. Actually do it with crew and members on board. So, you know, you got to look at these drills hard and good. And the fact that it's headed up by FEMA, of all people, after Glenn Beck goes and debunks the FEMA camps, should make us worry even further. Jessica, I thank you so much for the call. I'm going to jump to the next caller. Let's go to, I believe we're on Kathy in L.A. Kathy, you're on the line.
Hi, how are you, Jason? Thank you
Good.
For taking my call.
You got
I have like three fast things I'm going to talk really, really fast. Yesterday, I was in City Hall and I was watching, you know, that when you're waiting in the waiting room, I don't know if it was NBC or Fox or whatever, but they actually announced that Obama was coming out with a plan that will help you pay back your college tuition or loans by joining the Youth Brigade.
Yeah, of course. That's the whole point of the Give Act. When they tell you that they're going to offer full and part-time jobs, that means someone has to get paid. You know, there's a budget for this thing. It's not just going to be the budget for the programs. They're going to have full-time workers through this Give Act. And this, remember, the apparatus that they're building is a National Service Corp company. It's a corporation. They're setting up a corporation, a private institution.
Wow. Well, this is encouraging people that have these bills every month, give it up, and hey, come and work for me, you know, as a mm-hmm. payback. Secondly, I was listening today, and there was a program about the United Kingdom saying, where are the bees? You know, because mm-hmm. they're not having bees with the cross-pollination, whatever, and of course, that's from the chemtrails.
Well, just remember, in the late 80s, early 90s, they were warning that killer bees were going to come to America and it would be a pandemic, that they would be all over the place, and then
that's
the exact
true.
Opposite happens, and all of a sudden, the bee population is down by over 50%.
Right, right. I am going to try and participate with the movie, you know. Of course, I didn't have my video camera when I needed it on April 15th when they had the tea parties. I mean, the chemtrails were falling down on the people, and I was so upset. I was so into the celebration, and when I looked up, I was like, why didn't I have my camera? But I'm going to really work hard to participate with that. I actually talked to Alex last week. Gary King and I have a radio show, and Alex was the one that encouraged Gary to do this.
Excellent.
And I did want to say that if I could give a little plug, because he is doing the whole radio show announcing 9/11 to New Orleans tomorrow.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's going to be on WGSO 990 AM from 4 to 5 PM.
And is that Eastern or is that Pacific?
Central,
okay.
And it is awesome. I listened to it, and he is just, you know, he researches morning, noon, and night, and it's just fabulous. And also, I wanted to recommend a song that I thought you or Alex would like.
Mm-hmm.
I am a baby boomer, and I helped Gary with one of his shows a couple of weeks ago, and it was the Chambers Brothers, Time Has Come Today.
Time Has Come Today. Well, check it out. I thank you for the call,
Kathy.
It was
really, really cool.
All right, you got it. I do want to remind people that we have a person who's running for Congress. He has a banner, I believe, over at Infowars.com. His name is R.J. Harris, and I wanted to mention him on the air. He may be an ally in the Infowar, so if you're in R.J. Harris's district, just Google him or check out the cover page of Infowars.com. Please support him. All right, let's go to Robert in Florida. Robert, you're on the line.
Hey, what's up, Jason? How you doing tonight, man?
I'm okay, man.
Well, that's pretty good. Hey, I was just thinking, if for some reason this doesn't work out for you, you could always go for that singing career. Pretty good voice.
Yeah, my voice is so awful that I don't think I could get thrown out of a bad bar with that voice. It's absolutely, let's be honest, I was in choir till about third or fourth grade, and I gave it up, folks. It's not my calling.
Well, maybe you could be a regular as like one of those rejects on American Idol or something.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? I should just join the American Idol subculture and worship Simon Cowell.
Yeah, that would be good. That would be good. And you could get your hair like that and everything.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, my hair's not that bad. I could definitely do a cowl do and even wear like a tighter black shirt and be 10 times more pompous than I am and take on a
exactly.
British accent and then not talk about any real issues. And I'm pretty much,
though.
Yeah, I'm Simon Cowell after I do that. You're correct. Go ahead, Robert.
Yeah, anyways, I was going to say your show is definitely better than Alex's because you actually take calls on yours. So.
Oh, well, thank you. I mean, I love Alex Jones to death, and I definitely love his show. But we do try to have a caller-orientated show. I try not to waste too much time, you know, heat it up like I did for the last 10 minutes. But sometimes that happens.
Yeah, I'm just trying to rat on Alex. I mean, he's an excellent also, man. It's great. But what I was calling about was more like the false flag terror thing.
Mm-hmm.
I really feel like something's probably going to happen soon. I mean, from like all the information you guys are putting out and just like the feeling that I get from like everything.
Well, the bottom line is, Robert, they haven't pulled off a false flag attack in this country since 9/11, and they haven't pulled off a large-scale false flag attack around the world, well, other than the Mumbai attacks, and that was semi-large-scale. But since the train bombings, which was a multiple-tier attack in the UK, and if you look through the history of this false flag terror in the United States, actually what it, you know, not just false flag operations, but terror within the United States. You look at 93, they fail with the first World Trade Center bombing. They don't get the casualty markers they want. It's very low. It's under, I believe it was eight people who were killed and hundreds were injured, but it wasn't as serious as, say, the next one that happened 2 years later. You know, we have a two-year later mark, and we hit Oklahoma City, right? Oklahoma City, hundreds die. Now, we have to wait another 6 years until they pull off one that literally almost 10 times as many people die, and the hype is 1,000 times more. Now, we have waited, and it seems like they are getting exponentially longer. You know, you had a 2-year period, then a 6-year period, and now we're about to hit the 8th anniversary of 9/11. But in the United States, at least, the death toll always goes up, and the severity of the terrorist attack always increases. So if they do have something in store for us, it will be on a much larger scale than 9/11, and it may be around the corner. Continue, Robert.
I was just going to say real quick, there was that report that they put out, there was a committee that was put together, and Bob Graham was one of the main ones that put it out. Mm-hmm. And they announced, and it was like all over the headline, you know, the main news for a few days. And they said that for sure within like the next 3 to 5 years, there would be on a terrorist type of attack on the United States, and it would be with biological warfare weapons.
And let's not forget the new head of the Taliban. You know, we reported on this about 3 weeks ago. The new head of the Taliban is now saying that they're going to attack the White House. And then the president saying that an attack on U.S. soil is not out of the range of possibility. Robert, I thank you for the call. Let's jump to Ryan in Washington. Ryan, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason, there's a couple of things I wanted to touch on. One was the internet that's allowed us to gain so much momentum if they start cranking down on that. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we can go back to like BBS or if there's people working on some other system that we could kind of stay one step ahead of that. I don't know. What do you think about that?
You know, it's a real good question that if they do try to regulate the internet, what exactly will happen? Because people will have proxies and you know, separate IP addresses, and they'll have their own servers. And I'm sure, you know, we're in a wireless world that something will sprout up, but that will probably be made illegal as well. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. If there's going to be even an ability to like to communicate to get the word out, like, hey, this is the next thing, or if it's just going to be like everybody's in the dark, that'd just be kind of make things really hard.
So. Well, what they want to do is they want to bring everybody into Internet 2, which is highly regulated, and it will be pretty much establishment owned and operated, and that is their little dream for the internet. They don't want us to have freedom of speech on the internet. They don't want us to have access to endless information. They don't want us to be hooked in. They do want us hooked into a worldwide type mind, but one in which they control, a hive-like mind that is controlled by the elites. I mean, that's their ultimate goal, where we're all brain-chipped and part of this, apparatus where we can read each other's thoughts, Google in our head. I mean, just watch. I'm not kidding. Watch The Worldwide Mind on PBS from PBS like a few years ago. It is incredible.
All right. Well, okay, something else. Just my experience trying to wake up others. It seems like I've found very few other people, and it's alienated so many people. Like, it's freaked my girlfriend out, and she left. My mom's, like, you know, concerned about me. I work with a psychologist, and he started, like, indirectly one day talking about, like, well, you know, my dad had mental illness, and there's treatment for schizophrenia, like implying that I'm going crazy.
Yeah, like you're going crazy. Well, let me say this, sir, and I thank you for the call. I specifically remember getting a ride home from my pizza gig by one of the new employees. And we walk in, and I start talking to my stepfather with him, and all of a sudden out of my stepfather's mouth he says, well, Jason, you know, I just really don't want to ever – you know, go into your room and see a jar full of ears one day, implying that I was going nuts and I was going to start collecting earlobes. Now I talk to my stepfather and he's like, hey, what's going on in the news? Oh my God, Jason, everything you've been talking about for the last 5 years has actually happened. He's like, I saw those ads about high fructose corn syrup too. They turned my stomach. I can't believe that they were treating us like those kind of idiots. And I'm thinking to myself, well, weren't you kind of like one of those idiots 5 years ago? Wait a minute, you were. You were as brainwashed as anybody. But, you know, from accusing me of being crazy to coming around, your girlfriend dropped you. Hey, man, girls don't last a lifetime anyway. Just move on. I find it, you know, it's not even worth the heartache. You know, you can find another woman, I promise you. You know, if you found one, you can find another. It's not a big deal. And, you know, I don't let those types of things just, you know, dominate my life. If somebody disagrees with me, they're more than welcome to. If they don't want to listen to me, they're more than welcome to, but I don't let it get to me. I know that the next time I see them, I'm still going to bring up information that might make them feel uncomfortable, because it's the truth. It's the truth. I'm sorry if the truth hurts, but it needs to be said. It needs to be expressed in a manner where people can take this information and digest it and do something about it. You know, just because your mom is on your case, I don't know why you're seeing a psychologist in the first place. I would get out of there. I mean, you know what? When you go and you talk to a psychologist, not that there aren't people that really need a therapist or a psychologist or, you know, mental help. I mean, talk to yourself. I mean, seriously, I know it's always nice to have an outside perspective, but why lean on somebody else's opinion? Why enable yourself to have a mess in your life? Why don't you enable yourself to be strong and to have, you know, good decision-making skills and personal responsibility and free will and do the right thing? You can do that. You can make those decisions in your life. You don't have to sit on a couch and cry to somebody about how your daddy spanked you and your mommy never hugged you. Okay? I'm sorry if that happened to you, but get over it. You're a big boy now. You're wearing big boy pants. All right, let's go to AJ in New Mexico. AJ, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. Good to hear you.
Good to hear you.
First, I gotta give a shout out and try and get a We Are Change chapter in New Mexico because there's nothing going on that I can find on the web. So I want to throw out my email to people, anybody in New Mexico or anybody who wants to assist. It's ehnsantafe@hotmail.com.
AJ, you know what you need to do? You need to email Dan at We Are Change and he will help you set something up. I've actually helped set up about 10 different We Are Change organizations since I've been out in Texas just through Dan at We Are Change. He will help you network with people in your area. Continue.
Sweet. And coincidentally, you guys bring up mental illness. Mm-hmm. I'm actually sitting outside of work right now. I work at a hospital in a psychiatric unit. So perfect timing on bringing up the mental illness. I always push people to look at, if people really want to know psychology, especially when it comes to diagnosing mental illness, everybody has to understand the DSM-IV-TR, which is like the holy Bible of mental illness, gives every description of what it means to be human.
It doesn't just say this is,
if you have a symptom of free thought, free thinking, much similar to the NWO in their order of saying, you're mentally ill if you think Obama's working for these people, da 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 da. They can use that book to support that argument. Don't look towards psychology. It's a false information giving that anybody can be categorized for anything from that book.
I'm telling you what the real issue is. They're trying not only to make an industry out of it because, you know, a psychologist needs to be paid, but it's a huge industry for the drug companies. They'd love to put you on Prozac. They'd love. Go ahead.
I can't tell you how much free food I get every week from these pharmaceutical companies coming in. I have literally sat down, told both the medical director of my unit, along with the assistant medical director, that they're both drug dealers.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they are. And luckily, they both have a sense of humor. And they laughed at what I was saying, and they understood where I was coming from. It's a little more liberal, you know, in New Mexico than
secret.
Another place.
I mean, let's be real. I mean, when you're throwing these, you know, people on, you know, when you're throwing kids on Ritalin, for instance, I mean, it's absolutely out of the realm of sanity. These are children. And they want to put more of these kids on these psychotropic drugs. I thank you for the call, AJ. We're going to go to Chris, Rita, and others. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, and, of course, Infowars.com.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco with detailed growing guides available to you at no charge. You can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
Save the victory speeches for later. Streets on fire.
Calls at the final segment of the Info Warrior. Chris in Indiana, you're on the line. Yes, Chris.
Hi.
5-4. You there?
Yep.
All right, what's up?
Hey, I'd have to say you have the better music.
Well, thank you, sir.
If you're still counting that.
We are counting it.
If you could get some Snot on, that would be awesome.
What was it? Lynn Strait was the lead singer of Snot before he died?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Go ahead.
I think about three months live before he got in a car accident.
Yeah, that was unfortunate. It was a killer band.
Yeah, I was going to mention that guy was just talking about the and you were talking about giving kids Ritalin. You know, I don't know if you know anybody who is a meth addict, but they'll give you Adderall when you're 8, 7 years old. And I know plenty of people out here who will bust one of those pills open, cook it up with a spoon, and it's just as good.
Listen, here's the bottom line. I thank you for the call, Chris. Some of this medication is off the charts. You know, I met this girl out here in Austin, and she was on a drug called, I believe it was Vyvanse. And, you know, we were hanging out one day, literally out of nowhere. She hit her knee, and I'm like, you know, she's like, oh, no, I'm fine. And then all of a sudden we're crossing the street, and she gets lightheaded, and she has a seizure in the middle of the street. I'm not going to say who it is, but, you know, this happened. And I'm trying to figure it out. And then I'm like, wait a minute, didn't you tell me you were on some kind of medication you wanted me to look at? So we look at the thing on the medication, and sure enough, right there, it says that you can have seizures from the medication. I have no doubt that's what caused it. All right, let's go to Rita in Illinois. Rita, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason.
How are you?
Oh, I'm kooky. You know what? Yesterday when I called up, I wanted to mention something about the Logan Act, and why not just pound on the Logan Act, because they're not going to pay any attention to anything else. Was it Pat Shannon from American Free Press? I heard him talking about that, and he says, just keep pounding on the Logan Act.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, for those that don't know, the Logan Act is a act that restricts government officials from meeting with foreign officials to discuss policy.
Yes.
And it's broken every year when the Bilderberg Conference is set outside of the United States. It happens all the time. Even inside the United States, they're dealing with foreign bankers. Yeah, they're breaking the law. There's no doubt, Rita.
And it's like, you know what, Jason? You know what? You could take, if you had a car that wasn't registered and you were driving it with my license plates on there and it wasn't registered and they pulled you over, sure, you made it from, you know, New Jersey to Texas, you know, but hey, you did it illegally. Comrade, all these rules you made, we'd love to go along with them, but you violated the law there. And when you're talking about them violating a law, you know, 9/11, you can't say who actually did it, but with that, hey, you broke the law. You broke the law.
Well, not only that, we can name the people that were covering up 9/11, no problem, and Dick Cheney is definitely involved, and he should be subpoenaed. I thank you for the call, Rita. All right, last caller of the evening, Stephen in Texas, you're on the line.
Yeah, hey, Jason, sorry, I wouldn't normally call back, but I just want to say in reference to what you and Alex were dealing with earlier with that guy.
Yeah.
I specifically remember he was your last caller, it was either Thursday or Friday, and he didn't say criminal elements in the Israeli government. He specifically cited the Jews. And, you know, I've gone on InfoWars to the articles where people put comments. The overwhelming majority of negative comments are about Jews. And I'm just like you. I'm so sick of it. It comes down to not race or creed or anything else, but people.
That's right.
That's what
Stephen,
we're dealing with here.
Stephen, I'm with you 110%. Got to jump. All right, final caller, Kyle in Washington. You got about 30 seconds, sir.
All right, hey, Jason, I know I don't have a whole bunch of time left, but, like, you know the big thing you guys had tonight? You guys should get Tex Mars on just to talk about this, just to clear the waters, you know, about...
Well, we have to. I have had Tex. In fact, I had Tex in my first 2 weeks, and we talked about his books, Mysterious Monuments, and we talked about, you know, Codex Magica, and I know that he talks about the Kabbalah a lot in there. And listen, are there occultic elements? Absolutely. But to categorize an entire race of people as the rulers of the world, it's just ridiculous, and it's not something I should focus on because it's not the truth, and it is very destructive. It's the InfoWario. We'll be back
tomorrow. Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.